Revelation chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Yes, it's been a year for Donnie Corleone on Blog Talk Radio. She has made you laugh. She has made you cry. She has dissed you. She even pissed you off. She has motivated you. She has inspired you. She has shared her personal experiences with you. She has told you the truth. She has loved you and helped you all for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please welcome the woman of the hour, Dawn Corleone.
Oh, thank you so much for coming back. What would I do without you?
This has been a beautiful day. Is that done? Is that done? Oh my God, that's her.
you're a girl that ain't no job. It's live, live, it's all the way live. Don't even have to walk, don't even have to drive. It's fine, fine, slippity slide. Just forget about the trouble when you're 9 to 5. Just sail on,
that's what you do.
Just sail on. Now the dude's so fucking, hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's on the lakeside bank.
only thing you can remember.
I just want to tell the truth. The truth. The truth.
There's your truth, my truth, and the truth. People say one thing and do another. We call them hypocrites. This is Queenie Fama, the truth terror. And that's what I look for. I look for the truth. Join me on Sunday on Blog Talk Radio at 6 p.m. That's Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/Queen-Ifama. I look forward to seeing you 6 p.m. on Sundays. Come join me. Let's get down to the butt naked truth. Hotep, everybody.
I just want to tell the truth. The truth. The truth.
Where she at? Where she at?
You seen her?
Where she at?
You seen her?
What she say?
You can find me, Jolly Ali, every Thursday, 1 minute past 11:59 p.m. on Left Flank, right here on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/LEFTBLANK.
Yo, what up, man? It's your boy Joe Johnson from Atlanta, Harlem, chilling with Don Nicole Young and TheHeat.com. Holla at your boy. Later.
What it do, y'all? It's the girl Rashida. You know I'm holding it down for Don Nicole Young.
This is your boy Verston, is chilling right here with Don Nicole on for IndieHeat.com. Make sure you check it out. Keep it locked and loaded. Yeah.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's Jermaine Dupri. You're watching IndieHeat.com with my homegirl Don Nicole on. You heard? Yeah.
Oh, this is KC Giff, and I'm chilling with IndieHeat.com, Don Nicole on.
Yo, Beat Banger, you're watching IndieHeat.com with Don Nicole on.
What's up? This is Derek J with IndieHeat.com, Don Nicole on.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're now tuning in to the very best. I'm yours truly, Jazzy Finzel Burgundy, Obama Luther King Jr., Jackson 5 the first, and you watching IndieHeat.com. Hey, therefore I'll never be deprived of a famous name, will I? Oh boy!
Yo, this Jagged Edge, we putting it down with IndieHeat.com. Keep it locked right there.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's your girl Vivica Fox, and you are watching and listening to my girl on IndieHeat.com, Don Carleon.
You're tuning in to IndieHeat.com. This is Princess saying peace and love and dream. Keep dreaming. Dream big.
Shoot. Man, I told you, IndieHeat. Don Carleon.
WGAG Radio, baby. Blog Talk, Don Carleon Show. Please believe it.
You already know. That's star power, man. You know, only...
We're so ATL,
man, right now. You know what I mean? You figure deal me?
All Eyes on Egypt presents Friday's Grammys' Social Night, a private affair. Enjoy a night of networking in an exclusive, intimate atmosphere. Get to know some of the most successful and dynamic group of leaders, business owners, entrepreneurs, presidents, and CEOs. Be amongst the most progressive, successful movers and shakers in Newark. Cocktails start at 9 p.m. at All Eyes on Egypt, 145 South Warren Street, Monticello, Georgia, 31064. You must RSVP to attend at rsvp.rsm@gmail.com.
Are you tired of paying broadcast stations for a 30-second advertisement that costs the amount of our car payment? I don't know about you, but I am. They got you on a corner of Dubai Street and can't get it right. I advertise with Georgia Gossip Radio. I had so much traffic coming to my website, I thought it was rush hour. Next time, advertise.
Hi, this is Mitch Henry, introducing to you the most exciting news for all you independent artists, musicians, and even authors. We are IndieHeat.com, and we want to make your dreams and ambitions a reality. Start submitting your material now to IndieHeat.com before everyone knows about this limited time offer. Your submissions are half off. That's right, half off the regular price. So pick up the phone and call us now. Start making money on your material. You deserve it. At IndieHeat.com, you're just a click away from a hit.
I'm out in the street.
Yo, get ready for the hardest mixtape of the year. David Blaine, R&B, straight drop, brought to you by Trapaholic Update. This mixtape features Waka Flocka, Gucci Mane,
OK the Juice Man,
Kai, Jack Moon, 5020 Gimp, Sigurd Jane, and more. Be on the lookout for On Fire. Get to the paper. Believe it lands up. Available on Live Mixtape and David Blaine Online.
best to ever do it. Them other ones work it, but they ain't getting into it. You got them heels on, laced up and juicy. Mixed up fingernails, let me see if you can. Bop, bop, bounce to the beat. You see me in a white tux, but I keep it street. You want me to spin, but no problem for me.
Return with a show that's on fire, with hot topics and real answers to life's questions, and providing healing for your soul. It's the all-new Donna Colleone Show, podcasting live weekdays at noon, Eastern Standard Time, on WGNSG.
You know what it is, black and yellow, black. Hey, welcome everybody to the Donna Colleone Show. You already know how we do it. 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com, WGAG-radio, Georgia Gossip in the Heat. I am your host, Don Nicole Young. Yeah. Special shout out to everybody in the VIP chat room, man. I see you, baby. I see you. Yeah, man. I hope you all had a very wonderful, strong beginning, not a weekend, but a strong beginning, and thank y'all once again for tuning in to the Don Nicole Young Show. Boy, do I got some news for y'all. What the hell happened over the weekend? Incredible. Lord Jesus, you go away for 3 days, and you rise on the third day, and next thing you know, all hell break loose. Good Lord Jesus. All right, anyway, hey, but I got some news coming up next, man. A song that my children turned me on to, so this here for the babies. We'll be right back. I got the news coming up next.
Yeah, you know what it is. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. Yeah, you know what it is. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. You know what it is.
know you should by now.
When you see me, you don't know you black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. I put it down,
Taylor
Gang. My diamonds, I'm in black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black
and
yellow.
Yeah,
you know what it is. Everything I do it big.
Turn me on to this song. However, it wasn't the explicit version. How the hell I'm supposed to get that together? Incredible. All right, well, for the record, my children know the clean version. You feel me? I know you Welcome back to the Don Nicole Young Show. Breaking news in the chat room. Let me see if I can get this straight. Woman at a daycare leaves children to go to the store, and four of them dies in a fire. Let's check it out real quick before I absolutely give the news. I appreciate love when, you know, people in the chat room look out for me. Let's see.
Died from that horrible home daycare fire in West Houston this week. That makes a total of four children now who lost their lives following the flames on Thursday. Family members of the victims are still trying to make sense of all that's happened in the last couple of days. Eyewitness News reporter Sonia Azad is live tonight with more on the ongoing investigation. Sonia?
Tom, I can tell you tonight that that woman, Jessica Tata, who runs that home daycare center, has been treated and released from Memorial Hermann Hospital. As far as we know, she has not yet been interviewed by investigators. I'm told that that could happen as early as tonight or perhaps as late as Monday. Now, all this is happening, of course, at the same time that these families and really the community grieve the loss of these four babies.
20-month-old Kendall Stratford, 19-month-old Elizabeth Cajot, 3-year-old Shomari Dickerson, and now 18-month-old Elias Castillo, the fourth young child to die following Thursday's home daycare fire. We went back to the home where the children died, already a growing memorial with balloons, flowers, stuffed animals, and notes addressed to children too young to read them. It's there we also found Habib Richardson, Shomari Dickerson's uncle.
He's about to turn four in April. He's about to turn four.
Richardson's nephew and niece, 2-year-old Michaela, were both in the house at the time of the fire. Shomari died. His sister Michaela survived. She was found in the backyard.
It's just a tragedy.
Richardson says the moment he dropped off his nephew replays in his mind. It's the last time he would see him.
And every morning when I dropped him off here, he always tell me, Uncle, I love you.
Investigators are still looking into whether the daycare operator, Jessica Tata, left those seven children alone before the fire started. At least two witnesses say they saw Tata pull into her driveway, then scream for help as the fire grew. Richardson says he is not focused on the investigation.
No, ma'am, and that's not really concerning me, so I really shouldn't.
But on the recovery of 2-year-old Michaela and the other family, as more bad news came this morning when 18-month-old Elias Castillo died in the hospital.
I mean, all my condolences go out to that family because they're not alone and we're here with them as well.
And we did go to the home of Jessica Tata's family in West Houston. They refused to talk to us on or off camera at this time. We're live from the Event Center tonight. Sonia Azad, 13, Eyewitness News.
Two children hurt in the daycare fire, including Michaela Dickerson, are still in the hospital in critical but stable condition. They're being treated at Shriners Burn Hospital in Galveston. A third injured child was released from Children's Memorial Hermann Hospital last night. Stay with us for continuing coverage of the daycare fire and the resulting investigation. We'll bring you updates on television and online at ABC13.com.
Damn. Terrible. Basically, what is going on is that the Houston Fire Department says seven toddlers were staying at the daycare altogether, ages 15 months to 3 years old. Four of them died in the fire. Three other toddlers were injured. There's no question she went shopping a law enforcement source tells KTRK. Two witnesses say the woman, 22-year-old Jessica Tata, arrived home with groceries and immediately began screaming for help when she entered the house. Tata hasn't been charged, and she was briefly hospitalized for injuries she got while pulling the kids out. Her brother denies she ever left the house. All the kids were between 18 months and 3 years old. Incredible. That's sad. That's sad. I'm not like that. I'm not like that at all. I appreciate you bringing forth that news, baby, but to hear little babies, you know, innocent people, you know, it's just fucked up. Leonard says she tore up from the floor up. What does that mean? What are you talking about, Leonard, in the chat room? All right, here we go. I mean, all hell breaks loose this weekend. This shit is crazy. I'll start with the most sickest one and work my way through the most horrific one. How about that? Junior high school teacher popped for bestiality. Don't y'all hate when your goddamn Adobe Flash plug-in crash? Goddamn, make you want to kill everybody for it. Junior high school teacher popped for bestiality on Craigslist. Now, bestiality, of course, is having sex with animals. All right, incredible. Junior high school teacher now popped for that Craigslist thing, and this is not good. My thing ain't working. Uh-oh. Wait, let's take it back. Oh, man, this is terrible. All right, here we go. Let's hear this one real quick. Junior high school car case. Man, they're not giving it to me. All right, let me go to another one. Terrible. Terrible. My whole plug-in. Flash plug-in and crash, reload the page, try again. All right, let's go. Here's one. All right, grown-ass woman caught naked in a 16-year-old boy's bedroom closet. Let's see if it works. All right, and we'll give it a minute, though, because, you know, I got commercials and all that other stuff. Grown-ass woman, black woman. Black woman caught. Here it is.
Seems to have reached an all-time high.
Wait, this ain't it. Oof, my bad. Wait. Gotta read the news, take three.
Well, Matt, National News 5, Jason Miles is live with the story all new at 10 tonight, where a Cordova mom got caught in the closet of a 16-year-old child naked. Jason.
Well, Ursula, it appears the 16-year-old victim in this case was a willing participant, but police say having sex with a 40-year-old woman does mean she committed a crime. 40-year-old Mary Magdalene Collier may not be the stereotypical teenage fantasy, but Memphis police say the Cordova mom carried on a sexual relationship with a 16-year-old boy.
Yeah, I'm her daughter.
Karshana Collier is not proud of the particulars, but stands behind her mother.
All I can say is I love her, and I'm going to be there for her, though. I'm going to be there for her. Whatever she needs, I'm going to be there for her.
Collier was charged with aggravated statutory rape after police were contacted about the sexual encounter, some of which may have occurred at her home, though police say the teen's mother interrupted the most recent meeting at his house. According to court records, the teenage boy's mother found Collier hiding in her son's closet, completely naked. Police say Collier and the boy admitted to carrying on.
Oh, my gosh.
Neighbor Jack Arnold recalls similar crimes across the country, including those involving female teachers and teenage boys, which many seem to consider less serious than those involving underage female victims.
You know, come on, it's either whether it's male or female, it's still not right.
Mary Collier's daughter would not reveal how her mom and the 16-year-old might have met, only to say they'd get past the charges.
We're going to get to them. She's going to pull through it.
And Mary Collier remains locked up tonight on a $50,000 bond. According to court records, this is her first run-in with the law here in Shelby County. Reporting live from 201.
What the hell?
Action News 5.
Got the 16-year-old daughter saying, I'm going to stand by my mama. What the hell? What she say? I'm going to stand by my mama. We gonna get past that. We're going to get past them charges. Man, can you imagine you walking in the goddamn house and some naked-ass, old, bald-headed-ass trick in your son's closet? Can you fucking imagine that shit? What the hell, man? No, 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 no. is disturbed too. Look at y'all. Y'all laughing. Y'all niggas need Jesus in the chat room. Look at this. Y'all are funny as hell. Hell no. Butterfly say this one really pissed me off. It shouldn't, girl. Your son in his 30s. I'm just saying, like, and the chick, I mean, she ain't no pretty woman unless they snatched the wig off her head and then took the mug, the picture. I bet the little 60-year-old nigga was like, I bet you gruesome without that damn yakket, without the Chinese people. Good God. Good Lord, Jesus. It's all on GeorgiaGossip.com if y'all want to check it out, see what she looked like, though. Black woman, look, oh, my God, why y'all take a wig off of hair like that? That's, I mean, come on, man. Why did y'all, that's women, that's why it's important. When you do some foul shit, make sure your shit is sold the fuck in. Make sure, that shit, hell no. Hell no. And then got the little girl, the little daughter saying, listen, we going to beat that. I'm standing by my mama. Big up for Kashana. Kashana said, I'm going to stand by my mama. And you can tell she was raised kind of smart because, like the news people said, she won't even give us the answer to how they met. That means her mama, that means little girl knew that shit, too. Mama, where you finna go? Your boyfriend house? Uh-huh. Where his mama at? She at work. I'm on the way to see him now. The hell is that shit? Oh, my God, Lord Jesus, y'all got to watch that. All right, moving right along. Man sends Facebook girlfriend $200,000, then finds out that the bitch don't exist. Lord, an Illinois man who feared his online girlfriend of 2.5 years has been kidnapped shortly after he wired her $200,000, was told by police she never existed. The pair dated over the net, with the man from the upmarket city of Naperville oblivious to her true identity. Having sent her the money, he became concerned that he had not heard from his belle. Is that what it's called, a belle? Belle, and contacted police. But once he explained he had just sent his partner $200,000, police tried to let him down gently by explaining that she did not exist. Alarm bells should have been ringing when he was asked to send the cash to accounts in Nigeria, Malaysia, England, and the U.S., but the man duly obliged when asked. Could you stop? I ain't at goddamn school. According to police, he had met the scammer on the Internet, and the pair struck up a relationship. When he asked for ID to prove she was real, he was brought in by Florida driver's license she produced. But police said it was just a sample license, therefore not real. God damn, but God damn it, fire that motherfucker, whoever got that ass, 200 grand. Damn, pimping at his finest. Incredible. Pimping at his finest. Big ups. Lord Jesus, pimping at his finest. Send that nigga a sample license. Baby, give me get a copy of your driver's license so I can just see what you look. Malaysia? You done sent money to Malaysia, Nigeria, and England, nigga? All right. Okay, that must have went over a lot of people's heads. Speaking of what's going over a lot of people's heads, Eddie Long needs to stop his shit. Eddie Long is actually calling for all the men. I guess this happened Sunday. I'm not sure, yesterday. But he's calling for all, you know what, the devil ain't shit today. I knew this was going to goddamn happen. I knew it. The Lord said this is going to happen to you today. Got all my news and shit together. Let me see if they're going to give it to me. Nope. Damn, boy, the devil ain't shit. Hold on, let me do it this way. Refresh. All right, I go back to Eddie Long. They won't let me have some of this stuff. Oh man, y'all want to hear something interesting? You know, I just want to put on record, first time I ever heard that voodoo exists was through Nikki Love's show. And, you know, I didn't even know that voodoo was real until I listened to Nikki Love's show like several times. Big up to Nikki Love's show. And, you know, and mind you, you know, Nikki Love would cuss your ass out if you're anti-voodoo. Well, hot voodoo sex candles called Fatal Fire in Brooklyn. Y'all heard this shit? Wrote a song about it. Here it is.
Sex ceremony on the fourth floor of this building.
Let me rewind this shit.
Raging. The fire started around 6.
Wait, let me rewind it back so y'all can hear this voodoo shit. Wait.
Fire officials say it was a voodoo sex ceremony on the fourth floor of this building that tipped over some candles and ignited this blaze. The woman paid a voodoo priest $300 to bring her luck. Instead, 47 families are homeless. It's not what residents expected. A voodoo sex ritual on the fourth floor of the building is what officials now say started this raging inferno.
A voodoo sex ceremony? Wow. I never heard of that before.
The fire started around 6:40 at 346 East 29th Street late Saturday night. Windy conditions fanned the flames and quickly sent the fire to 5 alarms. By the time the smoke cleared, a 62-year-old woman was dead, and more than 20 firefighters were injured. That's wrong. That's really wrong. You think somebody died?
Yeah.
That's wrong. Investigators say a woman visitor paid a voodoo priest $300. They lit candles around the bed, but while engaged in sexual acts, the candles tipped, igniting the bed sheets and their recently shed clothes. Fire marshals say instead of calling 911, they attempted to douse the flames themselves, opening doors and windows, which created a blowtorch effect, and the building soon looked like a fireball.
I'm speechless right now. Just, you know, when you hear voodoo, it's like, okay, a lot of people say it's being done, but you don't really think that it's being done. Just maybe somebody's just saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But to hear that, it's like, wow.
It took firefighters 7 hours to bring this blaze under control. No word yet on whether or not charges will be filed. In the Flatbush section of Brooklyn tonight, I'm Diana Rocco, Fox 5 News.
Is that what voodoo all about? Good Lord, I don't want any. God damn, fucking around candles, y'all know damn well that shit gonna catch fire. The hell? And a 62-year-old woman? Are you sick? What the hell is a 62-year-old woman wants to do some sexual rituals and some voodoo shit? What the hell? That's what our ass get. God don't like ugly. The hell? I mean, can you imagine? I mean, I bet you that the voodoo priest was in his 30s. Or 20s or some shit, part of the conscious community or some old shit. What the hell? Lord Jesus, y'all hear that? The woman was 60-something. I mean, what the hell? Man, come on. Come on, man. I mean, seriously. And y'all niggas talking about hip-hop destroying shit? I don't think so. Y'all talking about BET and all that? I don't think so. The hell she trying to get done? I'm serious. What the hell? Man, come on now. Lord Jesus. I wonder they're going to talk about it today on the Nikki Love Show. It's probably going to be that dude, too, that be coming on as her voodoo priest and shit. That was not me. I was not there. Well, I was there. I helped put the fire out, but I was not there. What the fuck? The hell going on, y'all? Shit, y'all niggas better stay away from that shit. God damn, damn sure didn't help Haiti and damn sure didn't help that lady. Amen, Lord Jesus. All right, let me get my life together. Moving right along, Maryland man is sentenced for squirting semen. Y'all heard about that shit? All this on GeorgiaGossip.com now. Y'all won't see what the nigga look like. Man charged in semen attacks in Maryland stores. Michael Wayne Edwards appears to be a black man. He could be perpetrated. Could be a white guy in a black man costume, though. He may not be a porn star or a sperm donor, but that didn't stop him from squirting semen from a bottle onto a female shopper's in Maryland last year. Edwards Jr. has been charged with second-degree assault for his attack on a woman at a Giant food store in Gaithersburg on July 15th. And another at the Michael's Craft Store. You sperming at Michael's Arts and Craft Store. You need to be put to death from you squirting at Michael's. That's my store. Michael's Arts and Craft Store. Oh, my God. wanted, if these were random assaults or if anyone was impregnated by the sperm, he will be sentenced today. How much time does he deserve, y'all, for such a spermicuous crime? Ah, y'all like that word I just made up, spermicuous. What they going to give him, man? What they going to get that nigga? Life for that? I mean, jacking off at the store and skirting it on women buying bird houses and shit at Michael's. Good God. You, boy, you the, you, mm-mm. What the hell? Anyway, speaking of what the hell, I told y'all, remember we talked about shut the fuck up Friday? See, y'all think I be bullshitting. A man shot for chewing popcorn too loud during the movie. Okay? A man was shot for chewing popcorn too loud during the movie. You can imagine the nigga was like, could you shut the fuck up? Man, just chewing popcorn and shit. A man was shot dead at the Levadian Cinema after eating his popcorn too loudly during the screening of Black Swan. A 27-year-old man has been arrested after being suspected of shooting a 42-year-old fellow audience member who later died of his wounds. The conflict took place as the credits rolled during the screen of the Oscar-nominated film Black Swan, according to police in the Baltic state. Witnesses told the Latvian news agency that it arose over how loudly the deceased man was eating his popcorn. Gun crime is relatively rare in Latvia, a European Union nation of 2.2 million. The shooting occurred on Saturday evening in the Central Multiplex. Boy, y'all got to understand when motherfuckers say shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Nigga got shot for chewing too goddamn loud at the movie. What the hell is going on? You got a 60-something-year-old woman want to have sex around candles with a voodoo priest. A man can't enjoy a movie because another nigga's chewing popcorn too loud. You got a junior high school teacher having sex with dogs and shit. Got a bald-headed black woman sneaking in 16-year-old boys' bedrooms and hiding naked in his closet and shit. Meanwhile, Eddie Long bitch ass is basically calling out a demand, and I don't have it. They won't let me. God, see, he must be a man of God because God would not allow me to play this thing of Eddie Long. Matter of fact, God is good though. God said the devil don't want you to play it, but I do. Let me just pull up Eddie Long real quick. Let y'all hear this sick-ass nigga calling for a bunch of men to join him real quick. Then I'm going to go to the call lines. Just sick. Just too sick. Let me see. View all. I got to go to view all. It's the chicken. Here it is right here. Let me see if they let me get it. Eddie Long sick, boy. I'm telling you. I mean, this shit sound like he's in a dating video or some shit. Damn, they still won't let me get it, man. The devil is a liar. Somebody else pull that shit up on Georgia Gossip, whoever's a member. All right, that's that. Oh, one more. Donnie Corleone do one show about abortions. Everybody go ham on that shit. Kanye West tweets on abortion, rips gold-digging bitches. All that shit. He's not saying they're gold diggers, actually, but this time, yeah, that's exactly what he's doing, and it's a very sensitive subject. Kanye West took a Twitter to speak his mind about the hot-button issues of abortions, and while not saying whether or not he thinks it should be legal, the rapper certainly took issues with some people who undergo the procedure. He says an abortion can cost a ballin' nigga up to 50 G's, maybe 100. Gold digging bitches be getting pregnant on purpose. Strap up, my niggas, he recommended to his followers. Just to be clear, though, Kanye hasn't had the problem himself. It ain't happened to me, but I know people, he clarified. Soon after that tweet, within the same hour, he added something a little bit different to the conversation. Interesting, on Tuesday, he tweeted a picture of Justin Bieber, though, calling himself his new beat protege, a bit of ironic turn given to Bieber's own recent comments about abortion. Bieber actually did. He actually made a political statement. He was politically correct. But here's what Kanye West says, and I love it. He says, abortion can cost a ballin' nigga up to 50 G's. Maybe 100. Gold-digging bitches be getting pregnant on purpose. Strap up, my niggas. Strap up. Big up to Kanye West for being so smart. High school dropout. Incredible. And last but certainly not least, you know, Lupe Fiasco. I mean, big ups to Lupe Fiasco for real. Doing it big. He basically, in a recent set down with BBC Radio, One Extra's Tim Westwood in the UK, and revealed that he doesn't vote in the presidential elections. Fiasco says he doesn't agree with federal government's foreign policy and spending money on weapons. Huh, that doesn't sound like the typical rapper, does it?
No, it doesn't.
The rapper is currently awaiting the release of his third album, Lasers, in March. I already got that. Listen to his comment, though, man. I think it's incredibly, big ups to Lupe. You know, he's underrated for real. I think we need to really support Lupe Fiasco a little bit more because he's very intelligent. Here it is.
Now, you said that you did not vote for Barack Obama.
I haven't voted for anybody for that matter.
Okay.
So you
were a non-voter. It wasn't something specific with Barack.
No, it was the American system, the American federal government, the American system, America's foreign policy is something that I can't, because when you vote for that person, you vote for that. You know, you vote for bombs larger than the size of schools that they made in the USA. You know, you vote for the tear gas canisters that Mubarak people were firing into the crowd. You know, American tax dollars pay for that. You know, and if you look at it like the taxes pay for everything, the taxes that I pay, I'm paying for bombs. You know, Lupe's paying for American bombs, so to speak, and I don't want to represent that. You know, I don't want to have that blood on my hands, even though it's already on me. And that's just the truth of the situation. That's just what it is. At the end of the day, domestic policy and building roads and all this other stuff is good, and I appreciate that. But at the end of the day, these people are going to war. You know, one of the first things Barack Obama said when he was president-elect was we got to get out of Iraq. And instead of saying we got to get out of Iraq and get out of Afghanistan and come with a more cordial, non-military way to end these kind of problems, we need to go out of Iraq and go to the real war in Afghanistan. And I was just kind of like, here we go, same old, same old. You know, it is what it is, though, but at the same time, too, it ain't what it is. You know, so that's why you got cats like me who have no problem critiquing, you know, my fellow brother or anybody. I critique Bush, I'll critique Clinton, I'll critique Greenspan, I'll critique David Cameron, I'll critique anybody that's in a position of power that in some instances is not looking out for the betterment of the people, mm-hmm. You know. So that's just the way it is. I hate war. You know, and I hate people that love war.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I hate war, and I hate people who love war. Give it up for Lupe Fiasco. Man, y'all got to acknowledge when real speak. Please believe. I'm going to the call lines real quick. 404-428. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from? Thank you for calling in. What's your name? Where you calling from?
I'm Hanif L.
Hanif L, thank you for joining the Don and Carly All Show. What you got for us today, baby?
I got some good comments about
the situation with
the war and how the United States government is in drug and weapon sales, mm-hmm. How they're involved in financing most of their covert operations. With inner city guns, weapons, of men flooded into certain neighborhoods, drugs, they control the drug empire.
Mm.
They finance a lot of their covert operations with drug money, cartel money.
Mm-hmm.
They also sell weapons and they create gangs in American society. That has been the CIA operation. From NSA, FBI, Department of Defense, all involved in this explicit way of fooling the folks. Deceiving the
people. What are they fooling the folks on, that drugs is something that they don't have a hand in, or what?
that they're trying to stop it when they open their borders to it, when they use the planes to bring it in the trucking industry, when they use the ships to bring it in. And the DEA is a joke when it comes to defending this country against drugs.
Do Obama have a hand in it?
He's the commander-in-chief, and he oversees, and he knows things. But they would kill him like they did Kennedy or anyone.
I thought they killed Kennedy because he was going to come out with the extraterrestrial involvement.
That's true, but also some other things that he knew about the corruption with the FBI and the CIA. That's a lot of stuff he knew.
Like what?
And he wanted to explain some things, but if he got open to that, then they would kill him, and they was afraid of the Eternal General, which was his brother, who also had that information.
What information?
The same information that I'm talking about now, about their covert operations. They made a movie about it. A guy named Ford, I think his name, last name is Ford, played in it, about the cartels and the financing that the CIA is operating. Remember Colin Norton?
Right. So my question is, so why didn't they kill the people who put the movie out? If that's so detrimental, if that was something they didn't want out, why didn't
they
kill the producers and directors?
They fictionalize it in people's minds. They fictionalize it, and they made it acceptable. That's how they do it. They put the movies out and make you accept it. They make you accept the gang banging, the rape, the mistreating of our women, the prostitution, everything, the hip fly, super fly movie type. Everything, they make us accept it. They do it through the media. They program us. You know, killing is nothing. We expect people to be killed because of the movie industry, the television network, the programming. They program society every day. 24/7 he works. He never stopped working. He controls the airwaves. He controls
somebody in the chat room says they don't make you accept anything. You accept it.
Well, they program people that are able to be programmed. I put it like that. But if you're outside of the box and can't be programmed, that's a different network. We need to create a network about people that's outside of the box that cannot be programmed, which the FBI, the CIA is always marking, trying to find a way to get to those people and mess them up. They can't get you through the RAS. They'll plot some other way to get you. They'll do a character assassination in a minute.
Oh, I agree with that. They damn sure will do a character assassination quick.
Quick.
They probably,
right.
They planning one now. I wonder who's next.
That's right. It's already in the air they want to kill Barack Obama.
Why you say that?
Oh, that's in the air.
Government.
That's been in the air. They made the movies, Assassination of the President. They only made two movies.
Was the president black in that movie?
Yep.
What's the movie?
That's right. That's right. They got
what's the movie?
They got several movies that they came out. You remember the unit? The guy that played the unit before he was the president?
Mm-mm.
Remember the unit? The unit. The guy that plays in the unit today. The black guy that plays in the unit.
I don't watch the unit. I don't watch TV. I ain't got TV.
Yeah. That's right. He was the president before.
They weren't trying to kill him.
And they tried. Yes, it did. They had several plots.
And not in Head of State. Somebody said in Head of State, Chris Rock movie, they tried to kill him in that. I don't remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it.
I don't remember
they tried to kill him in the end. They shot a lookalike.
I don't remember that. Okay, well, go ahead.
Head of State. But this is real.
Yeah, but that's just two damn. That's just two nigger movies with the president.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we can do a host of Caucasian president movies where they was striving to assassinate the president.
But I'm just saying, you know, it's real. You know, that this thing is real. These forces that are manipulating people's minds through the Mind Project.
The Mind Project. Let's speak on the Mind Project. Let me go to a caller. Your mic is open as well, Hanif L. You can chime in anytime. Let me go to another call, 925-684. Come on in. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's up? This is Rich.
Hey, Richard Rich. This is Bitch. What's good?
Man. Yeah, I wanted to speak on that. JFK wasn't killed because of no aliens. He was killed because he tried to give the federal government the ability to print out its own money instead of the Federal Reserve, because he noticed that the dollar, the value of the dollar was decreasing. because when money is being printed out, the Federal Reserve charges the United States government interest on how much money it prints out. And so he knew that people wouldn't be able to take care of their families in the future. And so I guess those people didn't like that.
Okay, and where can we get that fact that it was not the extraterrestrial involvement, that it was paper money? Where you get that from?
Oh, well, there are several underground videos that you can probably buy that speaks on this. I haven't seen anything on KQED or BBC or anything like that. I've heard people hint around it on television.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that I know for a fact that they are certainly keeping away from the human population, and that is extraterrestrial involvement.
I mean,
that's the only thing I know for a fact.
I agree. But as in comparison with the existence of extraterrestrials versus the Federal Reserve printing out money, you see more things about aliens than you would hear about that.
But the Federal Reserve does not print the money. It's the federal cartel that prints the money.
Well, maybe they're going under the fictitious name as the Federal Reserve.
No, the federal cartel is real. They're separate. They're a private entity as well. The federal cartel is actually print the money up.
Well, whoever these people are, whatever name they go by, this is the reason. But like I was saying, yeah, you hear more about aliens than you hear about them. They got an alien movie coming out every day.
About what?
A movie about aliens every day.
And what do you hear less about? I missed it.
Oh, I hear less about who prints out the money. Because I think most people think that their actual government is actually printing out the money, and they're not.
Come on in, Hanif. What you got? Savannah Black says banker cartels. Yeah, it's the federal cartels.
Yeah, what I got is there's many things that can get a president in deep water with certain people that don't like what's going on. But even as Barack Obama took on the Wall Street giants in the corporate America, that influence with the oil tycoons and et cetera, and minerals and everything, even with the European currency. A lot of things is happening, but a lot of people are not seeing the big picture because you only get so much in the news. But because of my teacher, Malachi Zador Kyokel, who put out all of this information and what to expect in the year 2000, we also know about their computer network and their games that they play with the people's mind. Because we were well informed. We had a person known as the Revealer for this day and time. And he came with the knowledge and the wisdom of what to expect. He put this book out, the year 2000, What to Expect. So anybody want to talk about that, go ahead.
Well, anybody want to talk about what?
What Malachi did. The books he wrote, over 360 books. Uh-huh. Anybody on the network that want to talk about how we know what to expect.
Well, what's going on? Then tell us, because I'm sure like everybody ain't got that book.
Well, what's going on is we're living in what we call the emptying of the glass. The hourglass is just about gone. We're near the end of an era of time. The year 2000 represents an end and a new beginning. So we're close to a new beginning. Their time is up, and you're going to see all of the chaos. Remember, they're remaking movies. They're redoing them because they can't come up with anything new.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the cycle of events we're living in.
Mm-hmm.
This is closing them off. Their time is up.
Right. So basically, everything that's in What to Expect in the year 2000, somebody else in the chat room mentioned the Millennium book, which I have. And interesting enough, remember I talked about Space Island like last week or two? I can't remember. But somebody sent me a text, told me to go look into Space Island. But check this. I had no idea that in the Millennium book, which came out in 1999, which was written in 1997 by Dr. York, he mentioned Space Island in that shit. I thought it was something new. I had no idea that it was already prophesized that British Airways and all of them would come out with this resort called Space Island, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? But he mentions it in the book, Space Island. Damn sure did. And everybody laughed at me. I've been laughing at Dr. Young. They laughed at me on the show because I was talking about Space Island, but I had no idea it was already predestined that they would come out with a resort called Space Island.
That's correct.
Taking people up into space to vacate for tourism. That shit
right.
is in that book. It's in, I don't
That's
know if
right.
it's in part one or part two of the Millennium, but I found that out right after the show. Part one. It's in part one of the Millennium book of things that you got to, what to expect in the year 2000. That shit is in there. Now you go to spaceisland.com, you'll see they hold agenda, what they're going to do, how it's going to be done, and all that type of shit, and I look like a nut. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's
you know,
incredible.
The same thing
Kelly Smith said there's a movie called Space Island. They know what they're doing. But, you know, we talk about this shit, we sound crazy, but, you know, but the people who put out the movie and British Airways, who people fly on a everyday, you know what I'm saying, basis, is goddamn flying British Airways, who is backing this project called Space Island, which already exists, which I found out. That shit already
right.
exists. It ain't something that they're going to do. It's something that is happening right the fuck now. Niggas are taking shuttles to Space Island right now. I found that out. Yep, it's in the Millennium book. Damn sure is. Fuck me up, man. Whatever. All right, moving right along. That's over people's heads. That's it. So did you push one? Oh, okay, yeah, push one again. All right, so, you know, anything else, Richie Rich or Hanifa, anybody want to make a comment? Because I'm striving to put all this together because I think we may be getting somewhere. So the government got a hand in everything, which, of course, we know. But what is the overall plan? What is the agenda? Do you know, Hanifa?
Yes. They're making sure.
Oh, you know.
Yes. They're making
okay.
sure that we never unite. They're making sure that we stay separate. Divide it and turn it against each other. They're making sure our communities that we have no full control.
How they was by doing what though? What are
they
doing
control,
to make sure that happens?
They control the electric. They're making sure that the people that they put in office will love their money and their power over uniting and living in the order and respect and honor that the Creator established in the ancient and mystic order of Melchizedek. That scared the hell out of them white folks. It scared the hell out of them black devils in the churches. When Malachi came and put that sign out at 404 Shady Dale Road, the ancient and mystic order of Melchizedek, they know that's the high priest order of the Creator of the balanced universe. They know the head of that order is Michael, Mikael, and that scared them.
Okay, you got people in the chat room saying they don't understand what you're saying
because
I'm sure
read,
they want to
they
be clear.
They haven't even read their own Bible because they couldn't read it until Malachi came and broke it down.
Who is the they?
The people that are in that religious hypocrisy doctrine called the worshiping of a white man on a cross of death.
Let's go back to when you mentioned that they want to keep us divided. They want to keep us this. They want to keep us that. How are they
billions.
Doing that is what I'm
they,
asking.
They spend billions of dollars
and
you know,
mm-hmm.
going over and painting us out of existence, making movies, putting themselves in opposition. Supplant, like the word Jacob means to supplant. They have supplanted us away from our culture of the great higher science. So there are many ways they are doing it. So we stay in a fear-art complex. Except for those that break out the box. And they become a threat.
Who becomes a threat?
Those that break out the box. A lot of the people they call hip-hoppers are very intelligent, fairly well-educated, round, 360, squared off their actions. They did some negative stuff, but then they turned positive. And that scared them, like the Jay-Z and the Ludacris and all of those types.
Mm-hmm.
That's wording the hell out of them.
Okay, so where do we come in? Because these are, they have,
Because they are great entrepreneurs and also reflecting to come back to the community and uplift the community And they're also supporting that we need to have more schools that are controlled by us. So
right.
they get mad with anyone that has that power in the mind to do things, not speak of it, but actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's worried them too. So the government got involved in selling T.I. weapons. They sold him the weapons and trapped him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he come back to the inner city children and trying to get them not to do what he did.
Right.
So they targeted
him. Say that again?
Because he went back to the community and said, don't do what I did. Don't sell the drugs. Don't do that.
But what about if they come back? We've been here in essence like the early 90s. What if they're like, oh, you know, stay in school and listen to your mom, and they know they got all these supporters, and they come back in the studio, and they're making it worse than what they did when they first came out.
That's your opinion from looking at it from a tunnel vision. I see it as I travel. I see the results. I'm an international traveler. I travel all over the United States.
Are you telling me how I saw something
yeah,
or heard?
Yeah, you saw it through a tunnel vision because you don't see everything because they're not giving you all the stuff. You got to get some of the stuff from us. You got to get some of it from us, not from the Caucasian Network. Some of the stuff that we are doing, some of the stuff that the young women and young men are doing, they're not televising. Got to read some of our books, some of our magazines. You got to get on where we are talking about things, or listen to Kathy Hughes or somebody like that.
Kathy Hughes from TV1.
Where she's interviewing people and learning what they're really contributing to try to better society for us. But your problem is some people are so egotistical and so selfish-centered that they don't even feel the love coming from beings that have walked this life and converted. They're so busy talking against people and not really
Can we rewind that for a second? I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said some people are so busy attacking people and looking for fault in them that they can't even understand what they're really contributing. They said they're really exploiting any fault in a person. You can find fault in anybody and try to degrade them. But what those person is doing to help people, you might find fault in my daughter, but my daughter's a loving, living, giving, caring, sharing person. If you ever met her. But people may not like the way she talks because she's straightforward. So people can find fault in anyone. But what are their actions? What are they contributing to society? What are they really doing? They don't want you to get to that point.
So, and because of that, they have us fighting each other because of the fault.
That's right. That's right. They're looking for fault.
Do you think that there will come a time where all black people come together?
I think there will be a amount of people that will wake up to the point and stop being influenced by the negativism and become more into giving up.
What about all people?
Good
you think there'll come a time where all human beings will come together as one?
When you say human, they should, but there are beings on this planet that are not human. They are a kind of beings on the planet, kind of a mankind, and we had the responsibility to civilize those. Those of us who had the center focus on the love of the Creator. Those of us that knew, that came from the source to educate, to cultivate.
Okay. So, like, with the mentality of blacks, I mean, is it that bad? You know what I'm saying?
But anytime you said blacks, you're already messing yourself up.
When you mention mine, okay, then what are they?
Yeah.
What do we call? What do we call
black,
people?
When you lose your tribal roots and you lose your greatness, right, and another person is controlling even what you call yourself. When you have no identity and it's been removed to give us different ways of looking at each other instead of looking at us as the beings that were the first being with the high intellect from the telect, where we had out-telect, intellect from the center. because we knew who we were, and we knew where we came from, and we knew what we had to do on this planet, Tamtu. We had many names. Like some of the beings came here, they called it Idridu, away from home.
All right, let me ask you a question. What is, okay, well, okay, our tribal, what is it?
What I'm saying is the many different ways of disconnecting us from our greatness, right, what they have tried to do was one of the reasons why Melikai came. Melikai came to get us back informed to the knowledge and the wisdom and how to unite and build a nation to defend the women and children and to respect. So a lot of things came to us at a critical point in time. And we had this 30-year span where he would teach us the greatness of us and get us through all of these different religious facets so we would know how to talk to people with humility and love and care and do our best to do the best to be like male
children. Right. Okay, do you think that Melikai succeeded in that mission?
I think he succeeded with all those that he planted that great seed in. That great
okay,
seed
and what are they to do now? What are they to do?
They are to respond to giving, living, caring, sharing, loving, and building and protecting and defending the children and the mother, which is the woman.
Okay. Okay, so in other words, if they're responsible for that, then they should leave everybody else out of the gate because they didn't get it. Those that got it. Those that didn't won't get it.
It's people that knew what the teacher came to do and rejected it because they stayed worldly. They stayed too worldly. And there are people that are not worldly. They step out of that box, and they are doing things. But from a tunnel vision view, people can't see it. This is all around the earth. Hell beings doing things all around the earth.
Because
there's a lot of us that can't see everything. I meet people from all over around the world, and I can see and feel things that are being done on a global thing.
Okay.
But it's not televised on a global instance.
Oh, I totally agree. A mentee in the chat room says some people come into this too fucked up and come back and learn it all over again into this life. Can't save everyone. There were many teachers. You got to seek.
Many people will gather in a spot, and many people will leave with something from the master teacher. That's where I would put it. And some people will take it to another level. And another level, and so to speak.
Uh-huh.
And some people will just be content. And then there's other people say, no, I got to do something. I got to affect changes. I got to cause and effect. I got to be involved. And they're continuing their mission.
Right.
Some people just steadfast. They
right.
keep their meditation because they're around a whole bunch of wicked people.
Right.
And they just going to stay steadfast and not get off the path.
Right.
Some
is there wickedness in black people?
Yeah, more people are more active. And we have to respect and love those that are active and those that are not active. But they have the resilience to stay on the path.
Are there wickedness in black people?
There's definitely wicked blacks.
So how is it that if going back to your original point, that they're doing mind control to separate us, to have us fighting with one another, to have us this, that, and the third. How is this possible if there's wickedness in what is considered black people?
Well, the reason that this wickedness is there because of a lot of things happened to us in the last 400 years and beyond. There's some DNA problems. There's some things that have to be cleansed out of our system. There's some things that we
like what?
Up
what needs to be cleansed?
That we have to push away. One of the things, we have a lot of connotations with looking at each other and trying to judge each other. And we talk against each other without even knowing each other. I've heard people talk against a person that never met a person.
I agree. I
so
do
we
that.
Have to get past that. You know, we have to get
you
past
you do
that.
I do that.
Yeah, we never met a person. So we got to be careful how we tongue out and slash out against people. that we don't even know.
Somebody in the chat room asked a question. How can we take this information or outformation to the next level? We have all this knowledge and still no change.
Because we got to learn to respect the skills, the wisdom, the knowledge, the abilities of other people. We can't just say that we got all this knowledge and wisdom and reject knowledge and wisdom of other people too. We got to learn that we got to accept the all in all. There are many ways that we can help one another. The word love itself means to evolve backwards. So we have to go through this evolution process of cleansing, and that we can be able to help people become the best that they can become. If you look at Oprah, she know how to utilize people. She know how to respect people. Because she's a deity of life. She's a goddess of life. She's a female deity. And they know it. So people can really see and feel once they get this stuff out of their eye, where they got this tunnel vision and want to condemn everybody that don't agree with them. We can always disagree.
What, didn't you just say people had tunnel vision if they didn't see what you saw?
No, I didn't say it like that. I said many people have tunnel vision because they don't want to see outside of that tunnel vision.
But the way you're putting it's like you're proselytizing.
Okay, you said one thing, and another person said, well, the extraterrestrial involvement that he was about to reveal. That's true, too. We know that for a fact because our teacher told us about it. So if you can be set on one way of looking at things and can't get to 360.
Okay, let me ask you this. How are you able to see if someone is looking at something from a tunnel vision perspective?
Because they have one perspective. They are typing.
No, I'm asking you, how do you see it?
You can tell.
How do you?
Because they hinder themselves as far as going and doing more research. They don't go out and
do
a lot of research. They just get one side of something and they run with it.
Now, how do you determine that?
Because you just said what a person just said, well, there was extraterrestrial involvement. And you said, no, that was a currency problem. So you didn't understand that was an extraterrestrial involvement. Because you was locked down on what you only knew.
I mean, for the record, I do know that there are things. However, it wasn't that.
See? So you still
it's
have
executive
that,
order.
Have that
I don't
set.
Remember it. Hold on.
You still have
Sorry.
That set
excuse
mind.
Me.
You still have that
excuse
set
me.
Mind.
Are you going to continue to talk over me, or do you want to? I mean, what is it?
I don't want to get into a conversation with you. I was just saying you still have.
Oh, you
set
don't
mind.
Want to get into a conversation with
no,
you.
No, I said not
at.
A connotation. I said I didn't want to get in connotation. I want to.
Oh, okay. Well, let me finish this point.
Connotation.
He printed out. I guess he signed some kind of executive order. I know there was a dash and a whole bunch of zeros and things like that, and it stated specifically, and I'm just going to paraphrase, to hand the federal government over the ability to print out its own money instead of the federal cartel or the federal or the banking cartel or whatever you want to call these guys. That would take the power out of their hands and into the hands of the people. Now, they know what that means because they see all these Negroes out there in the streets acting out for jobs and they want to get treated better and all this other kind of thing. So they know that these are the people who are more likely going to take advantage of it. That was the primary threat. Now, I'm not saying that the alien thing is not something that they're worried about. I mean, because they can't do nothing about that, but they can do something about Negroes.
Like what? What can they do about Negroes? Like Negroes was a determining factor of hiding the fact that they was printing out money.
Well, here's the thing. More black people then were more active in governmental issues. I was told by some activists, some old school activists, that there were preachers and people on every corner handing out paraphernalia about to stop this and support that and all
right,
these kind of things.
Right, but was it in regards to the federal cartel printing up money? Yes or no? No.
No, I haven't heard anything.
No, because back in them old civil rights activist days, they didn't know shit. They was only led by the government to do what they did, those civil rights activists, and what they're still doing today. They're still being under mind control led by them.
Yeah, well, I can't place them all in the box because a lot of those people who were activists weren't all civil rights activists. I wanted to get that out there.
They still didn't know exactly what the overall agenda was because they were still led to slaughter. You know how many people died over the civil rights movement or the activists or just some activists, some civil rights? It was still a setup.
Well, that's why they call it a civil rights era.
Right, and their little pamphlet never exposed the fact that the federal government could put up money by way of Kennedy, giving them, dropping that dime on them. None of that came out. None of that came out. All the presidents, even Truman and Eisenhower, were in conversation or negotiation with the extraterrestrials, leading all the way up to Kennedy. And Kennedy was going to come clean and tell the population, the American citizens, that there were extraterrestrials' involvement.
No, I don't doubt that either. No, and I don't doubt that either. I mean, if you're going to leave that, now, as far as I know, that is probably the most sensitive information that anyone could debrief to the public or general population, particularly that of the money. I mean, people have been wrestling with these bank cartels since Jefferson?
People like who? Because the bank cartels, those people that make up the bank cartel or the federal cartel, they all friends with one another. They're friends with the Rothschilds. They're friends with the Majestic 12. They're friends with the Bilderbergs. They all beer buddies. Shit. So who were the people that had an issue with
general,
the bank cartel?
Well, a major portion of the white population here.
Please. The majority
what?
Of the white population.
Well, how did I get this?
The majority of the black population, Rich, they're still under mind control. There's only five wealthy families in the world that controls the wealth on the planet.
I won't argue with that.
Everybody that's Mexican, Puerto Rican, Hispanic, whatever the fuck you want to call it, Caucasian, everybody's under mind control. These people have no idea. Caucasians have no idea what's going on. They're under mind control too.
The Jew has outsmarted all of them. The Jew.
If that's what you want to call them, yeah.
I just told you.
I want to get, forward to what Hanif El mentioned as far as black people or so-called, whatever you want to call yourselves today. You know, how is it that, can we talk about this particular thing? If, in fact, that a lot of us is ruled by mind control from judging one another, not even knowing one another, how is it possible that humans of all races can come together? Because everybody have that in them to judge, to hate, to discriminate. Everybody had that in them.
When people are concerned with helping children become the best that they can become, when people are more concerned with defending women instead of letting women be raped and beat up and disrespected and the children are sent into a classroom and in what I call a hostile environment because of the way they look, the way their hair is, et cetera, or skin color. It's a lot of things that are taking place because we don't control that system. We must be able to control that system with people that really care, that really will defend and protect children and the mothers. So it's a way that we have to come together and we have to use the all concept. We got to have people that really care.
And how do you find them people?
Just like my teacher said, ask questions, inquire, find something out about those people. Find out about if they're a pervert
So what are everybody planning on doing in regards to the Detroit schools? Half of Detroit schools have closed down.
That's a very bad situation.
So do all the people who care for the children get together? When they plan on getting together? That has been going on for about 3 weeks now that the schools have shut down.
It's
going
to take a real strong movement to go up against those forces that keep us divided. We're going to have to demand things and do things, and we're going to have to take things. We're going to have land and develop it and set up our boards where we have a zone it. Where we can deal.
You know, we hear this a lot, you know.
But we,
you're absolutely right. And we hear this a lot, though, that we have to have land, that we have to get together.
In other countries, a lot of things happen. I got a great report from a senator in Senegal. Were they doing this? You know, Oprah, she went to open up a school, got criticized for it. You know, many people are criticizing these schools.
Wait a minute, wasn't it a girls' school? I'm only asking. Was it an all-girls school, all-girls charter school?
If I remember right, that's what it was.
What the fuck is that going to do?
It's going to help our young girls.
It ain't going to help shit.
I don't know,
South Africa, are you out of your mind? Them niggas is living in paper shacks.
I don't know about that, man.
Why did Oprah open up that goddamn school in Africa, though? Why she open up that shit in Chicago?
Why go across the goddamn world to open up a school? It's a lot of things to start something and start other people to do it.
Let me put some more people on real quick. 414, your mic is open and sick. Let me put two more people on with us. 414-578, your mic is open. 609-561, your mic is open. 414, come on in with us. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, Donna Queen, how you doing, baby?
Hi, Queen. We're good. How about yourself?
Girl, I'm okay. I don't know who the man is on the phone. Who is he? The brother, talk.
Which one?
I couldn't hear you say it again.
Yeah, who is the brother talking on the phone? I mean, the one that's talking.
Okay, Hanif L.
Brother Hanif. You know what, Brother Hanif? As I listen to you, listen to everybody, listen to Rich, you know, listen to everybody who has, you know, their fingers on the pulse of what's wrong. You know, I've come to a conclusion. And my conclusion is it's probably all right. And it might be all wrong. The thing is, who's to know other than the one who believes what they say? And I, for my own self, I just say anything's possible. That's what I say. So, you know, one thing I really took offense to you saying to Brother Rich was that he had tunnel vision and, you know, things like that. And then you turn around and say we criticize each other, and then you criticize him. So, you know, if you're going to, you know, proclaim that we shouldn't do something, then perhaps you should be the shining example of what not to do. Okay? And, you know, I'm not going to prolong this piece here. I just had to say that because I saw you're not practicing what you're preaching. And I think that's the thing that's paramount, is that we practice what we preach. And if we have a conclusion that we've come to, then that's fine. But I think, you know, trying to say someone else is wrong and they don't see things right and all of that is counterproductive. They see what they see. And until you have dialogue and maybe you can use the power of persuasion to get them to see what you see, until then, their thoughts are just as valid as yours. So I would, you know, hope that from this point you practice what you preach as far as criticizing someone else. Okay? And with that said, I'm going to listen.
All right. You'll mute your mic because I know you seem to be in the bathroom.
Yeah, girl, you know I'm down.
Sneaking. Okay, 609, come on in. And Hanif, I'll give you a chance to actually explain or build on the comment that was placed. 609-561, come on in. You're on the air.
Peace to star. How are you?
I'm doing my best. How about yourself? Welcome to the show.
Fantastic, fantastic. I'm really enjoying the dialogue that's going on. And getting back to Detroit, which you was immediately pointing on at the last voice,
right,
was Intimate Domain works wonders because they're already on a reservation. All Cities is another term for cat, being as though this is Egypt, if you have to use that term, and that's mm-hmm. Ethiopia. And as you know, as they separated, so when we have to be on either in Ethiopia or Egypt, but we're where the sun rises. So we're already here where we need to be. It's just the fact they just do Intimate Domain and take over their own schools. I mean, this is what our spirits was hollering for.
What did they say the reason for the school closing? Lack of funding or what? No teachers? What? What did they say?
No, it's like take care of yourself. Simple as that. We're done. It's over. The game is up. You know who we are. You know who you are, basically. Now it's time to work your magic. In other words,
but what
always,
did they say? I mean, I'm with that. I'm with that. But what was their excuse? What did they say?
I wasn't listening.
Do anybody know?
I wasn't listening to them.
Okay.
I watch, you know, because a pair of lips can say anything, so you monitor the actions. And,
right.
That's what I've been checking out in reference to that. But Intimate Domain, all they got to do is just go ahead and claim it to do the damn thing. I mean, they outnumber it anyway. So it's there.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So because there shouldn't be no reason. Because, first of all, if it's our schools, then we open the shit up our way.
Yes.
If they, and I have to agree with you when they're saying, listen, y'all on your own, y'all figure this shit out, then it should, then the school should remain open, and everybody needs to figure it out and figure out how to run it properly.
They charted themselves under their clan name. So if there's 13 clan mothers running around, let's, you know, divide this stuff up and let's get it popping. Because all they got to do is just go ahead and just do what they need to do. There's no such thing as unemployment amongst us as the land keeper. You know, hell, how many seamstresses out there? I'll put you in the factory. Let's do the damn thing. Make our own garments. I mean, it's in other words, we just got to take that step. We gotta
I don't understand
vacation.
What you meant.
Yeah, we're in Atland, but, you know, we know this is vacation land, but it's time to get up off the vacation.
Hey, man, it's time to get to put in some work instead of complaining and whining and shit.
Yeah,
it's
this
basically
is
what
you're
saying,
for.
Rich.
Basically, they're screaming, save us. That's basically what they're doing. Is scream and save us. Look, everything's on pill. We put everything up from the basement. We got to reveal it because of who we are, because if you don't, if we don't wake you up and hurry up and give it up, then they won't survive.
Well, here's the thing about people in Detroit. Most of the black population there, they still think the Industrial Revolution is still going on.
And how do you know this, my brother?
Because that's Detroit. Look at the grade system. You can look at it by look at what type of jobs people are applying for.
Okay. Have you
and when
the
certain
kind
of industrial manufacturing jobs are being outsourced, they resort to selling dope. Some of them, prostitution, robberies, jack-ins, or they'll straight up just leave. That right there is an indication that they are depending on the blue-collar industry.
What I would pose to you, my brother, have you pierced that bubble and been in there and seen that happen? I'm not talking
uncle,
about the propaganda.
My uncle is from Detroit, Michigan. He told me the story about this.
No, have you been into the bubble? Did you go into Detroit? Did you go in there?
No, I have not.
Okay, that is you. That assignment has been sent to you full visual. You just painted us a whole picture. That is an assignment, my brother. You have
that.
Something to say to them, and this is what you're viewing. You need to find out if it's real or not. We all have a responsibility. These are uploading and downloading stations. They're not here.
So
about
how am I
going
to find out if it's real? Go over there and apply for the job itself or talk to the people and see what they think about it?
Why would you apply for a job when there's already work to do?
All right, now you told me how... How can I see if this is going on when I've been told the stories? Sarah Sutton City came out and said exactly what I just said. So should I go out there and have the experience myself? That's what I'm asking you. In order for my point to become valid.
You would connect with someone who is like-minded. So there's, you know, there are beings all over this planet. This is no shutdown time. We are really at work here. You got
all right,
to save
you're
mama.
Confuse me for a minute. Okay, just go ahead. Go ahead. I'll leave that alone.
In other words, you connect with a group in there. You know, if you say you have an uncle there. I mean, what better in biblical core connection can you have than that?
You got an uncle there.
Mm-hmm. Well, he moved from there.
Oh, well. You know, brother, it's all
and for the exact same said reason that I had just explained earlier. And he's not the first person from Detroit that have told me that. That's how I'm able to make that observation.
So what would you do about it?
Oh, what would I do personally? I would have left.
So why are you talking about it then? Because you only look down if you have your hand helping them up.
I'm responding to your statement.
Can we, you lost that one, Rich. You lost that one, Rich. God,
I wasn't going for a win. I was just trying to understand, like, where she was coming from, and then I voiced about, you know, my personal experience with people who were from Detroit and how their stories were similar. And I was making the observation due to the news and talking to people and all this and that, that this is what it is. Now, I think she may have disagreed with that, but, I mean, that's cool. I mean, I wasn't looking for a debate.
No, my arms are embraced about you. What I was sharing with you, brother, is saying that was an assignment. You did the diagnosis. You became the doctor. You did a diagnosis.
Right,
so it's like a responsibility when you're a star being to pierce into that veil. Find a group in there. There's blogs. You know, there's different brothers and sisters that have shows on that are from that particular territory.
Mm-hmm.
And find out what your assignment is there because
what
you're really
what do you say?
To it.
Okay, real quick. Info 1 says, it's no jobs in Chicago and the damn government just raised the taxes off the roof and the jobs here are leaving going elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And Magic Candle says, it's jobs in Chicago.
Yeah, white-collar jobs. Yeah.
Why not get a white-collar job then? What's the damn difference?
Yeah.
If people are saying there's no jobs, then people are saying there are. They just happen to be white-collar. What's the difference? I mean, what do you got to do to put on a white-collar?
Well, here's the thing that
buy a white shirt, right? I mean, I think the shit all simple to me. I don't understand when people say there's no jobs, and then some people say it is. It's just white-collar. You
go
to Walmart. They sell white-collar shirts.
Well, here's what I've noticed with dealing with the youth. At these broken-down schools, because I actually went to them, the males in particular, they don't feel smart. They don't feel like they can excel at a college level. And so they have somewhat of a low self-esteem, if you want to call it that. And then they start applying for a few jobs, if they're not applying for many of them, that pay crappy wages, so they resort to street activity. Now,
somebody says there are McDonald's jobs. You don't need that. You probably need a high-ass credit score to get a McDonald's job, but there are McDonald's. You got McDonald's. I mean, there is jobs. Motherfuckers just don't want them kind.
I mean, why would you? I mean, you ain't got
why
no...
Why not? Money is money.
I mean,
work is work.
But, all right, well, let me make this point. If you plan on having a woman and some children and you plan on taking care of them, you might want to evolve.
And to create your own goddamn job. I mean, fuck, what's stopping? Don't you understand that we have to consider the uses of adversity? If there is none, then you create that, which there isn't any. Get your business license, open up something. Goddamn, it's real simple.
Yeah, but my point is these people who are in these conditions don't even know that these things exist.
Don't even know what exists. McDonald's exists.
No,
the flea market
being
exists.
Able to
Burger King exists. Walmart is goddamn on every corner.
No,
there's
I'm
a
not
gas station
that,
on every. I mean, that's some goddamn jobs. Niggas just gotten so fucking.
God, I'm not talking about that.
I have to put this on record. Did y'all not think that there was gonna come a time that y'all niggas need to do for self and kind? Did y'all not think that there was gonna come a time for that to do for self? Did you not? How many jobs have you had? They just like relationships. They come and fucking go. Had it ever occurred to any motherfucking body that it's time to create your own shit now?
Hey, God, for real.
I'm just saying,
when you're dealing
with
teenagers, they very few of them have that on their mind, and very few people are putting that bug in their ear.
Well, they need to fucking tune in to the Don DeColeon show, goddammit.
Yeah,
it's motherfuckers that's getting it, that's making shit happen with nothing. With nothing. Not on the illegal side either. It's just, to me, what I'm looking at is to cry out that there's not enough jobs. These motherfuckers are what you call your modern-day slave, and they ain't got a plantation to pick cotton at no more.
Yep. Man,
and they pissed off about
happening.
That shit. You got the ability now, the power, and the assertiveness to get some shit done on your own.
Hello.
This day making shit hard for you, they really making it simple.
Hello.
Get out there and make some shit happen. Get out there. You got fucking bombs going up to your cars and washing your fucking windows. What's the excuse, niggas? I don't understand that shit. You got adults working at McDonald's. You seen them. You got motherfuckers working regardless of what the situation is. They out there working. I don't understand this shit.
I just explained it.
Am I on mute?
No, you are not on mute, pretty
okay,
lady.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I would like to comment later if you just let me in for a minute or two.
Okay, a little louder. We can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me? Nah. Wait a minute. You know what? I tell you what. I got to cut my volume up. See,
Daddy, I got you now. You
okay,
good
you
now.
You got me?
You know what?
Let me say this. Somebody got to work, okay? Because all the entrepreneurs going to have to pull on the people that's working for their money. So somebody, somewhere, got to be the worker. See, on a show you did not too long ago, Dawn, you talked about people who are workers, and people who are entrepreneurs. Every motherfucker is not an entrepreneur at all. Some people don't know how to manage a business. You know, simply because you have a desire to open a business, that don't mean you go keep it open if you don't have the skills to be an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurism is work in itself. You know, you have to have a certain kind of spirit to be an entrepreneur. I learned long ago that I'm just a jewelry designer. That don't mean that I can actually sell it, get it done, open the shop or whatever, and do that. I realize that I am a worker. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one who's a person that can go into business for themselves. I mean, I think understanding who you are, because we can say, well, we need to open a business, but I think that people need to assess if they are actually business people, because we've seen so many businesses fail because people thought they could run a business, but they just don't have the fortitude to run a business. A lot of us are just workers. So I applaud the workers because those are
But what about the McDonald's? What about the, you know, I mean,
why
come
not?
On now. You
why
got,
not?
You
not
can
go
work
McDonald's
from home. With AT&T, with all these big industries that's actually shutting down their corporations and contracting people to work from home. I mean, there is no fucking excuse,
discipline.
Really.
But, Don, that takes discipline. It takes discipline to work from home. It ain't as easy as it sounds.
It's the same discipline that it takes.
No,
they train you in everything.
No,
like, there,
no,
you know how many people
stop,
work from
stop,
home and they're
stop,
outsourcing? Like, AT&T, they outsource. Like, Sears
stop,
and Roebuck, they outsource. Eddie Bauer is the outsource. You got people just sitting at home being trained on their computer like they would do if they clock in the train and still taking the calls, get their headset, and get their training and all that type of shit, and it's working from home. To me, there is no excuse. There is no excuse. I'm
not
saying try
to
open up a damn, you know, clothing shop. I ain't saying that. I'm just saying that's a fucking lie when they say there is no job. That's a goddamn lie.
I agree with that. I agree with that. My point, I'm not even trying to, you know, address the point of that there are no jobs because I believe there are jobs. My point is to the point of entrepreneurship. And the fact that, you know, from my perspective, is that some people have to have a set, you know, structure so that, you know, to work in what time to come, what time to go, what time to take lunch, what your duties aren't, you know, stuff like that. Some people are self-driven where those are the ones that have the entrepreneurial spirit. They will stick to it. You know, I look at people who work 24 hours a day. I mean, they're always working on their job or craft or business or whatever. Those are the ones who are entrepreneurs, those people who open a shop.
Right, and the key to that is 30 days. 30 days. 30 days is success. 30 days. That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Leonard. I was just thinking about you, like, when Leonard's going to pop up and do my 5 minutes. We got 5 minutes left before the entrepreneurship takes off with queen of fiving. All right, 5 minutes left. You will not be able to hear the next hour of the show unless you call in or Skype in. Your boarding pass number is 347-884-9239. You got 5 minutes remaining to actually listen to the next hour of the show. If not, we love y'all. We'll see you in the new day, same time, same place, the Donna Colleone Show. All right, go ahead, Queen.
So I agree with you. I don't take that there are no jobs as no excuse.
I just got a text, Queen. Oh, my God. People are just fucking lazy.
You know what? I would say that people are just looking for something to blame their condition on. Because for those, like you said, the boss who wipes the windows to get the dollar or the $2 for whatever their needs are, they're getting their needs met.
Exactly.
Well, let me say this. It wasn't about people blaming or making it.
I'm not done. My point is this, is that there are jobs for people who want them. You know, I have a family full of women, and I have never seen people that can get a job as fast as they can. Whenever they drop one, they can go get another one. So it stands to reason to me that the one they left is available for somebody who's looking for a job. So, you know, I think that there are jobs for people who are actually looking for them.
And they got to know where they need to go. You know what I mean? Shit, hotels are all these new buildings that they popping up, building this shit. Nobody even thought to say, let me call this company because I'm sure they're accepting applications. Before it's built, it's common sense, like out with the old and with the new. That's just, I just can't get with that.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say that it's not about blaming. No one's blaming or making excuses. I told you, it's inadequacy and alienation. This is why these people are displaced in these positions. That's all I was saying.
So they're inadequate.
Man, I got a whole bunch of hands up on this shit. All I'm saying is that there ain't no such thing. It's just that niggas don't want to. Like I used to tell people, and they tell me,
How many niggas have you seen say they don't want nothing? Oh, niggas want something.
That's true, but nobody, like I said, nobody wants to stick their hand in some shit to pull out a diamond. They think that McDonald's is shit, Walmart is shit, but you won't pull out a diamond from it. That's the problem.
Right.
Niggas done got two motherfucking, what's that shit, egotistical or some shit?
No,
like, are you fucking serious,
ego
nigga? While you on the corner of Dubai Street and can't get it right, your ass won't work at McDonald's, bitch, nigga.
Exactly.
Something ain't right with that. That's just pure fucking, I mean, like, nobody don't want to do. I even told a mother of 8 children, girl, I'd introduce her to the owner of McDonald's.
God.
He owned the bank, too.
Come on, Don.
Let me finish. Let me finish. I got y'all mics open, too. Johnny Slam, all ones, your mic is open. And 718, your mic is open. Okay, I introduced her to the nigga. He owns a bank and McDonald's, several banks and McDonald's. And he told the only thing that he is hiring at, she wanted to work at his bank, but he said the only place he's hiring at is McDonald's. I said, get the shit.
Right.
Get the shit.
Money's
get the fucking job.
Right.
Get the shit.
Right.
You have no idea how you can come up off of that. You know the owner personally. Be his watch girl. Make sure that the manager ain't stealing from him. Then you become the manager.
Right.
Then you eventually become the manager of the bank once you earn his trust. Get in fit in and come the fuck up. Are you serious?
Right.
Yeah,
like,
Don, but you came up.
Kids. This bitch got 8 motherfucking kids. Struggling like a motherfucker, don't want to go to fucking McDonald's with a nigga that, the owner that she knows. It ain't like the bitch walking in asking. Like, nigga, it's a little bit different. I'm introducing you to a multi-fucking billionaire, bitch. This ain't the 90s no more, Don. Just get the job first.
Whatever. You came up. It's like leaving the neighborhood. Let me be quiet, Rich, real quick,
because I'm going to tell you something. Two types of motherfuckers on the planet. Those that think about doing something and those that do something, all right?
Come on,
Johnny Slam, your mic is open. All ones, your mic is open. 718, your mic is open. And 206, 396, your mic is open. We have just officially took off. We on the air. The leadership has took off. I thank y'all for being with us. Anybody else want their mic open, push one now, just in case my switchboard goes down. 410, your mic is open. Just want to let you know. Anybody else? Going once, going twice. All right. Johnny Slim, come on in. What you got for us?
Well, I got for you.
I'm just dealing with you, baby.
Did you
say
talk
what?
To me? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
me?
John. Huh?
I can't hear you. Which one you told to come in? Hanifail?
What number you calling from, Hanif?
404-428.
Oh, I see you. Yeah, your mic is open. Your mic been open.
Okay.
Johnny Slim, your mic is open. Come on in. We're going to give everybody a chance. I'll come right back to you, Hanif.
Okay.
John Slim, what you got?
Well, I just in here just chilling with you, baby.
What the hell?
The breakthrough.
What's that shit?
I don't know. That must be yours.
Oh, hold on, man. Okay. I just got the Skype shit put in. It's my first time trying it, man.
Okay, good. Skype works. Turn your computer off, though. Oh, no, you might not. But mute, whatever. Just figure it out.
Yeah,
what you
back.
Got?
Let me find out. Find out what the hell's going on.
No, his computer is still on.
Yeah, I'm trying to close. That's what I'm trying to do, close this window. I got a whole new system. I got a whole new computer and everything.
All right. Just
you
come
know.
In when you're ready, okay? I'll want to come on in.
I'm
ready.
I'm not even logged in anymore.
Okay, I can hear you, Johnny.
Yeah. So, nah, I was just in here, you know, just tripping, you know, and vibing with what's happening here. And, you know, because I'm for one brother, you know, I've always done my own thing, but I've always believed in keeping a job, too. And I'm somewhat okay, but, you know, I need to get back out there, and I'm trying to test the waters now. And so, you know, you got a lot of brothers out here, like you said, they just don't even have the capacity to try some new shit, you know?
Right.
They don't know. I mean, they go the other way, you know? They go into the
Sir, if you were listening earlier, I made the statement about how... And I made a perfect example about the youth in Detroit and how their parents always depended on, oh, the factory jobs will always have
something
for them. And so they're being taught that the Industrial Revolution is still going when it's actually passed 25 years ago.
Right.
Missy said, Johnny, people down south don't understand. It's so different up north, especially when it comes to working.
Yeah, especially in the West.
Mm-hmm. But I've been in the South all my life.
Yeah. I mean, I heard another case, too, about the Scott sisters that were just released from prison, all respect due to them. One of them was working in a chicken factory, I think, in Mississippi. It's like, it's beyond me how anybody black can still live in Mississippi. That's the first thing. The second thing is,
right.
Why depend on that when you got so many black colleges out there? Like, you don't even have to have a B average to get into a black college. Like, I
that's
can't
not
even.
True.
How you
going?
That ain't true.
He's giving
go ahead,
B.A.,
come on
wait,
in with this. Johnny, was you finished with your statement of
yeah,
getting
I'm
in
good.
In the South?
I'm just going in. I got something. I'm coming in at you, baby.
He's giving one validation to the Detroit system failed, and then you're going to the all-black college system, and you're saying that it's working. You understand? All systems are failing everywhere. You understand? And it goes back to what Don says: get a job where you can, or create one.
Well, it's kind of like I can't compare a D grade to an F.
Yeah,
F is
I
failure.
Think the number one thing that everybody's missing is the fact that environmental factors do play a role in why some people feel as though they cannot progress or advance. It's environmental factors as well as substantial. So we can't just sit here. We can't just sit up here and say that these people don't want to get a job because of due to them being lazy.
Mute your phone. 770-329. Your mic is open. 678. Your mic is open too. 678-974. Your mic
when you know,
is open.
When you know for a fact, environmental factors play a role as well as do law and politics because you know a lot of people that live in these. Hold on. A lot of these people are leaving these inner cities. Not all of them, of course, but a lot of them are ex-convicts. And when you are ex-convict, it makes it that much harder on you to either start your own business or to get a legitimate job.
B.A., can I ask you a question?
Can I ask VA a question, Don? Please.
Sure.
I just, environmental, VA, when you say environmental, do you mean like, you know, like, we, you know, we're talking about all the industrial jobs are no more. Does that mean that, you know, we haven't, they haven't stopped, you know, creating industry. It's just not here anymore. Is that what you're saying, like the whole environmental atmosphere of creating and making things here in America where people are provided jobs at these factories that used to be here that are now somewhere else? Is that what you mean by environmental? Cause I just don't. I'm trying to get an understanding of what you mean by environmental.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about, that, your surrounding area, and your financial status. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't understand. I'm trying to make the connection between environmental and what I said and how you make the difference.
Okay, let me say this real quick. My switchboard went down, so everybody who pushed one on their keypad, mic is open. Honey Fell, come on in. What you got for us?
What I got for you is you shouldn't have any confusion about the labor market. There are many people that are very progressive, and they're doing a lot to get people to work. You know, there's a lot of work jobs, projects that have taken place in Atlanta, at the World Congress Center, and other hotels and things. There are many people that are hiring now, and there are many ways to open up businesses. So people have to, like, get out and get involved.
They have to think outside the box. They try.
Right. They have to get involved. So you just can't just sit there and wait and look
and
at
people
TV.
Don't. You know what people don't understand? They don't understand that if they got feet, they still don't know how to fucking use it. The majority of people who's looking for jobs, they're saying there is no jobs. They have what is considered trade or skills or diploma or degree. Like, what the fuck? You got feet. What the fuck is your issue? You got some that graduated from massage schools and still won't get a job at some goddamn spa that's hiring. You know what I'm saying? Some black-owned spa or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or some white spa. Niggas just won't do shit with even what the fuck they went to school for.
Now,
I just don't get this shit.
Yeah.
You got feet, nigga, and still don't know how to walk. Let me get one of them goddamn degrees. I'm going to flip the shit out of my goddamn degree.
Darn, it's not that easy.
Hi, I think that I agree with the brother who said that it's not the 1990s anymore. But I would say that people of color have gotten enough degrees, meaning enough education, that we are all about we're conscious, we're in control of the heavens and the stars. Yet we have, those conscious people have not done anything to help the community that they live in. So at this point, you know, I agree that they kept saying, you know, school's not for everybody. So I agree with them to shut the motherfuckers down. Now y'all can go be workers. Go be workers, which in other words is mini slaves, because all they're going to pay you is minimum wage, enough money to pay your rent and get up and come back to work again and do it all over again. So if people who are educated or who have a little bit of resources don't step up, and you can step up one thing at a time. Like, I have a small business, one little thing at a time, because if you employ one person, that's one person less that's going to be without or depending on the system, you know, to make a living. We have a responsibility. The people who are on the line criticizing what the system is not doing. You have a responsibility to do something, anything.
You are your own system, goddamn it.
Right.
Well, so it's not 1990, but we are one day away from being back on the prairie, too. So it's not
not me. Hey, Mush, if we one day away from being on the prairie,
I'm going to own a whole bunch of slaves once I'm on that bitch.
Exactly.
Fuck what you heard.
Exactly.
There you go.
Fuck what you heard. I got to get it in.
I'm with you, Don. I'm going to be a slave.
Fuck that shit. I ain't robbing Peter to pay Paul. I'm robbing Peter and Paul. God damn it. Fuck what you heard.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you're saying blacks should do this and the third when we live in a we live in a system known as capitalism. I mean, everything
come
is
on, I can't believe B.A. Anyway. B.A., you be flipping the script on a nigga
come
sometimes.
On, B.A.
God damn, B.A.
I actually got to agree with him on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, first and foremost, no.
Hanif got to run. Hanif got to run.
Okay, go ahead, Hanif. What you got for us?
I got this right here. You know, I've been working a long time. And I've been hustling a long time in this life for survival. And there's many ways that people can get their hustle on that's legal, right?
Hello?
And it's a lot of ways to survive. I mean, I can go out and buy a couple lawnmowers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give me some yard equipment and hire me some Mexicans. Might be able to work with fire before they find out they got to deport them. But I can get it done. You understand what I'm saying? You got to be able to think like that. For survival. Right now, I get good jobs coming to me through traveling, and I tell people about it. And I send a lot of people to go to places and get jobs. And I'm satisfied with what I do, right? And I get tips. I get a lot of gratuity. You know, plus I get a good, decent salary. So I'm saying a person can survive if the mentality is there to get things done and expand. I can also book charters. I can do a lot of things to make money. So it's about a person being creative when they need to be creative,
right.
You know, to survive
exactly.
in this planet.
Right.
You
that
gotta
God
be creative.
Will kick in
you
in your ass.
Yeah, you can't,
need to
you can't depend on one way of looking at things. You know, I got a guaranteed salary. I'm going
to
come and got a guaranteed salary. Whether I work or not, I'm going to get paid $330 a week. That's a guaranteed salary. That's a
I need
company.
Your number.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I work or not, I'm going to get paid $330.
Pretty
you know?
Cat said, listen to what Pretty Cat said in the chat room. Paula Deen's husband left her after 23 years of marriage. She had exactly $200 and no education, but all she could do is cook. Now she's a millionaire. What the fuck is the excuse?
Yeah, so there's many ways to do things. People are in place. People are going to have to work and do some things and meet and travel people and get exposure.
Hey, wait a minute.
And then they can go from there.
220 said that Paula Deen stole her recipe from a black lady, though.
That's
that black lady fault sitting on her
go,
ass.
One thing
that's that black bitch fault sitting on her ass. She should have kept it to herself.
I can't knock that. If you feel good thief, that's a good thief. She ain't breaking no bank. She ain't got to worry about getting shot, robbing nobody, you know, stacking nobody's pocketbook. She's a good thief. She's a good thief. So you
gonna
be a thief? Be a good thief. That's a good thief.
And some people are entrepreneurs, and some people are gonna be workers. That's just it. At the end of the day, I think that it's those who are the workers who don't want to work. That's the problem. The ones who are entrepreneurs and out of a job, they go make work for themselves. So it's the ones who are just workers who don't want to work. That is, to me. You know, from my assessment.
And you know what? You know what that is? That those are people who don't want shit to work for them.
Okay.
That's what that is. Good workers that don't want shit to work good for them.
And let me ask. Let me say this to Brother B.A. who brought up capitalism, because I think the fundamental thing of capitalism is to invest as less as you can to get the most out of your investment. So does that mean that at the end of the day, because we live in a system called capitalism or a capitalistic system, that there are always going to be like a hierarchy, a ladder, where there's always going to be those at the bottom and those at the top? So
I like to add to what she's saying, too.
You know,
I just thought about you, Mush. I knew you could say it.
Well, Hanif is out. Peace to all of y'all.
Well,
peace,
thank you,
Hanif,
man. We enjoyed you. Come again.
Thank you very much. Thank
all
God
right.
everything. Thank you. Oh,
okay.
And one note
what?
Before I leave. One note before I leave. The lady said that I was criticizing. This was what you call a critique. It wasn't really criticizing. It was saying that one person had said something about extraterrestrial, then the person went in denial and said no. It was about the current. It was about maybe both of them or some more things involved. So I'm saying that's what I was saying. Keep
well,
your mind
we can't
open.
Be debating if we all going.
I'm saying keep your mind open. Open, and you know, because you don't know everything, so keep your mind open. That's all I was saying
you know
to the sister
anything.
That said that
that's
I was trying
that. That was
to criticize.
Me. That was me, but you did criticize it.
No, I didn't. I was saying from a television point,
that.
We hinder ourselves because we don't know everything. So I'm saying let's open our minds up and be a receiver.
See, the thing
that's
is, you
don't
know everything. My thing is always speak for yourself because you don't know what everybody else don't know and what they
that's
do.
That's what I just said. I said he was in denial about the Esther Terrestrial when one person made the comment about it was the Esther Terrestrial thing. So that was what I was saying. I was saying to me, I love the brothers. I love the brothers. I love the sisters on the program. You know, I got a lot of love and respect. I was just saying let's stay tuned to open minds. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You're welcome, Brother
Hanif.
Y'all know I got an
opinion
for the name.
If
Hanif. I'm in. That's my man's name, Hanif.
Oh, that's your man name, Hanif?
My man's name is Hanif.
Oh, so it was a personal thing.
No, it wasn't. I love my Hanif. I just pointed out that he was contradictory because on one end he said,
why you mention that's your man's name, though? I'm still I'm stuck on that now.
I love the word Hanif. I love to say the word Hadi. I like that name. Cause that's
you like the name?
Yeah, because that's my man's name.
Do he act like your man?
Yeah.
That's my daddy, y'all.
If that's your daddy? Well, your daddy act just like Hadi.
And you act just like my mama.
Because Hadi will say one thing, and I'd be like, but Baba, you just said that you shouldn't do that, but then you turn right around and say it's all right for you to do it. So, and for him, I was saying to Brother Hanif that he said that Brother Rich had tunnel vision. Rich had tunnel vision. And I'm like, well, that's a criticism because he says he with tunnel vision can't see. But then you turn around and say we shouldn't be criticizing each other. I was like, well, you just criticize him. Practice what you preach. I mean, that's all I was, you know, referencing.
Oh, we get it. I just thought that's kind of interesting that that's your man's name and he acted like your man. And I just thought that was interesting
like
that
Hanif,
you would be
the
one
to
critique Hanif and my mom do the same thing to Hanif. Incredible. This shit is funny. That's why I said I'm not going to introduce him as my dad today. I just want to see what motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, how everybody going to act and shit.
I knew that was your dad.
Okay.
You know why I know?
That was your pop.
Know how I know?
Yeah, that's my dad.
It was a way that she said something to me. I thought, when is that her daddy? Just a thought.
That's my daddy, man.
Just a thought that flew through my head. You get your shit honest, baby.
Say what?
You get your shit honest, for real.
Yeah.
Honest.
Yeah. Come on, Mush. Yeah. What you got for us with this, whatever, 90 revolution thing.
Adding on to what the sister said about capitalism, the problem, one of the dangers is we're all aspiring, let's say if we're all aspiring to be entrepreneurs, then we're feeding into the system that we claim we're trying to run away from, and we're creating more misery. The key is to try to connect this thing where it runs infinitely, and in order to do that, we have to establish what we need versus what we want to just sell. You know what I mean? We're not having that discussion yet. We're nowhere near that.
Right. Got it.
We're nowhere near what?
But also, the problem is people who obtain these entrepreneurship or just who have jobs, they spend well beyond their means as well. So you can't control the spending power of certain people as well.
That's true.
That wouldn't be a problem if we were Jews. The money will stay in our community and rotate at least 8 times before it leaves. That wouldn't be a problem.
Somebody said manufacturing. And it would work, I swear to God, the way that the money would stay in the community if people know how to cross the street. Like, I mean, I've said it before. There are a lot of black establishments that for some reason I just can't go into. I don't like them niggas.
Yeah.
Until they learn customer appreciation and all that other shit, I fucks with you. But it's some dirty-ass motherfucking black-owned businesses. I don't like them motherfuckers.
I don't like
they're dirty. Shady as fuck.
You can see their ambitions on their skin. They look like they're hustling the product rather than...
I supported a Jamaican restaurant, right? This bitch going to give me a little bitty goddamn little bit of curry goat for $8. Like, bitch, I ain't never coming back to your shit.
Yeah, they trying to make you killing.
Fuck you. How you going
to
give me
the
one goddamn spoon of curry goat and shit? What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Right.
Fuck you.
Same thing happened to me.
I think that's what overall, and I looking at us from an entrepreneurial standpoint, when I look at black businesses overall, it kind of strikes me the ones that are successful and the ones that are not successful. And I think that when you're an entrepreneur, you're also a server. You have to know how to serve people. And for
us, exactly.
We serve people for 400 years, we don't want to serve anyone. We don't feel as though we feel that servitude is beneath us. But some people got servitude down pat and going on gas and all the way to the bank.
See, and I got servitude down pat. I got that shit together.
I said, y'all walking in, you tell me every stick of furniture I could ever want.
You damn sure could.
Yeah.
And you fuck around and come to my shit.
They need a support group. They need a support group, just like you have PR people
etiquette.
And what
That's
have
what the
you.
Fuck they need.
And you set it up. So you set up their business association. They got to come through you.
Yeah, they need etiquette, though. I mean, I can't stand them little motherfuckers, man.
Yeah,
niggas with entrepreneur business. They shady as fuck. They shady as all get out.
And they arrogant.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's really hard, though. I mean, who do you go to? You know what I'm saying? When you really want to bet on black, and black treat you less than your damn self. That shit.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's some shifty-ass motherfuckers, man. I used to have a black-owned lawn company to come do my yard, and them niggas was trifling as fuck. Them niggas don't clean up behind their goddamn ass.
What gets to me is that what I notice about a lot of black businesses is the fact that they feel as though since you're black, you're entitled to spend there. Like you're supposed to do it.
Right. And
they
don't
need
know
etiquette.
How to serve. They need etiquette. They need to know how to serve. They need to know that the customer is the primary important person. You got to treat people like that so they'll come back to your business.
And you know where black folk fuck up at is if they got restaurants and shit, they hire their low-life ass relatives and shit. I can't stand that shit. You got a good thing going on, and you got this old ghetto bitch got an issue because I told that bitch I need some old motherfucking shit on my plate.
Wow.
You know, like, what the fuck? Wow. Like, train your goddamn relatives, nigga, because they giving you a bad name.
What I don't like is when I go into a place, a black-owned business, when they treat you like shit, and then when white folks come in there, they all bending over and kicking their ass. That pisses me off.
Yeah.
The foreigners is good for that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I was at a black-owned restaurant. This dude said he had 3 ribs, a tablespoon of potato salad, and a biscuit for like $12.50.
Oh,
I was like, who's supposed to be so?
Fucking trifling. And if you fuck around and you go to a black-owned club, you go to a black-owned club, they raise the bar on your ass. You go to a white club, the bar is open for you. Like, I don't get that shit.
Right. You know, it's kind of like,
how he charged me $12 for.
You go in a hole-in-the-wall bar and they try to charge you $8 for a drink. If I'm going to pay $8 for a drink, at least have it looking nice in there.
Right. And you know, I the excuse I've heard from many black business owners as to why, because I always ask them, why your price is so high than everybody else's? You know, like the one gas station we have here, if the gas prices go down, theirs is still up. And I'm like, well, why is you know, the gas so high at your station. And they all, or I ask a brother who owns a store, why is bar soap in your store at $5? He'd say, well, you know, sis, it's the distribution. See, the distribution.
They do blame that distribution. They blame the wholesale.
Yeah.
They go into how much it costs them and how much they got.
Yeah.
They go into a whole fucking math lesson. For your ass. Just, nigga, you just greedy, motherfucker. You just a greedy ass scoundrel. You ain't shit.
That's why
Magic Candle said the problem with blacks is that they are not cultured.
There's no way near true. Because
you could go to African
business settings and they treat you the same. Please, that is nowhere near true. And they just so called.
I don't know now. When I fuck around and go to them little African spots, nigga, I walk away with goddamn more than what the fuck I paid for. I'm sorry. I'm putting that on
racism.
I'm
putting that on racism. These niggas in America, man. Them niggas in America, they treat you like shit. I'm telling you.
Don, let me tell you, Don. When I go to the festival, you used to have African World Festival here, right? And all them Africans used to come to African World Festival, set up their little tables and tents and shit. And you walk up to their table, man, they treat you like shit, I swear.
They sure
do.
No
smile, no nothing, won't even look in your face. I'm telling you, you walk away not wanting to spend a dime with them because of how they treat you, how they look at you. They still think they're
I don't fuck with them,
but if you go
to some of them,
come
go
up
to
in there, they'll be like,
yeah.
Oh.
That's what happens on the business circuit. The ones on the business circuit, they got really
I saw some cool Africans, and then I saw some that was like, they were looking at me like, nigger, what do you want from over here?
Yeah, that's not to say that all of them that act this way, but there are some that are like that.
Right, and the question is,
because they think you ain't got no money.
Right, they think you don't have any money, or they just don't have any respect for you. See, you have to realize how the imagery of the Black American has been put all over the world.
Well,
so
what if their
they
image is
here,
no better? Their
but
image.
They're not buying anything from us. We're buying something from them. And so they
to be honest, though, and sometimes I truly, but to be honest, Queen, sometimes I truly believe it's just the bad experiences that they had with many Black Americans, why they have this sudden outlook of other Black people in America.
Can our attitude be of the experience that we've had with them, and how are we going to heal that? If all of our, you know, we keep having bad experience with one another, and we never get a chance to see how other Africans are, or we use the broad brush and apply our experience to all Africans.
Right.
I mean, you know, we just have to take them.
How are we, because we hear this a lot, that if we keep the money in the Black community, like how the fuck is that possible? We can't even stand each other.
Right. Well, first
how
of all,
the
Black business got to know how to serve, and then we got to know how to support them. I mean, it's going to have to happen both ways.
Man, let me tell you, man, I took my son to the barber shop yesterday at 3 o'clock in the motherfucking afternoon.
What time did you get out?
And at 3 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. I walked up to the barber, and I said, he's cutting some dude, little boy hair. And I said, who you got next? He said, that's it, I'm about to close. I said, nigga,
what?
3 o'clock in the afternoon, why? He said,
really?
I ain't going to pick my daughter up. I said, nigga, I'm going to pick her up for you, man. My son need a haircut. Nigga, like the fuck? I've never seen this shit before.
He don't need no money. He don't need
no money. I told that nigga, I'll pick her ass up. Nigga, where she at?
Golly. He don't need no money, Don. He ain't hustling. He ain't making no money. 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
3 o'clock in the goddamn afternoon. This nigga gotta pick his baby up. Come back tomorrow. Nigga, ain't no such thing as tomorrow. Nigga, my nigga needed today. Motherfucker.
Exactly.
Go pick his daughter up and bring her back to the shop.
Exactly.
Oh
that, that's
and,
awesome.
And see, and that's still part of that, you know, that entrepreneurship, I tell you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't going to bullshit you. Sometime it be goddamn 2 o'clock in the afternoon and my shit, and I tell a motherfucker, we close.
Get
your ass out. You ain't coming in this bitch today.
Oh, my God. There you go. That's it. Then we go complain about the Asian open up at 8. Stay over to 8. They don't close. They don't take lunch. They don't do nothing.
They sure
don't. They selling stuff. I'm
they damn
you,
sure
you gotta,
don't, but they'll take lunch right at the counter ringing
right
your
at
shit
the
up.
I've seen that.
That's an example, man. That's an example to follow, man. If you
hustle,
that's
what hustling
is. Yes, sir.
I want to curtail what you just said. And now I said on another show, and I'm not going to advertise them, that I don't believe that no Koreans should be in the Black female hair market. And I said that we need to bump them out physically.
Well, the thing about it is that we allowed them in because we had our Black-owned products, but nobody wanted them anymore.
Right.
You know, and there was not enough Black-owned beauty supply stores that could house what we as women were looking for.
Yeah, well,
Black-owned,
I recognize
Black-owned
that.
Beauty supply stores and Black-owned beauty products. Hair cosmetic products. We still have that, but it has been saturated by mainstream, you know, industries now. So it ain't too many of us still have Bronner Brothers on our shelves in our bathroom.
Right.
You know, or Lustre Silk, whatever the fuck, or Dudley. We don't have them anymore. They still exist, but we don't buy their shit.
Right. And, you know, Dudley.
We don't buy it. And let me put this on record. There are black-owned hair, like fake hair shit, like black women got their own fake hair and shit now. But, honestly, they shit is cheap. Who wants to buy cheap hair from a black bitch? You know what I'm saying? You know, Vivica got her own wig line. Beverly Johnson got her own shit.
Yep.
You know, Ivani got her own wig line and shit. But these hoes, I mean, this shit just don't last. As soon as we put it on, we got to take the shit right back off.
Hell
so
yeah.
At the end of the goddamn day, it really leaves us still buying Malaysia. Shit from Malaysian Indian hand shit. Ain't enough niggas chopping their hair off and selling it back to us, so that shit ain't gonna work.
You know what? That, you know, that's one thing I liked about Adolf Hitler. Because when
hell
he was in Germany. Hell yeah, let me tell you. Let me run this on you.
God
when he was
it.
In Germany.
Shit, I got
he
some issues with that shit. You touched the nerve with that
men.
Black hair market. God damn it.
He had his men standing outside of those Jewish shops with machine guns saying, "You're not walking in this store. If you walk in here, you might not come out." That's what I feel that we, wink, wink, should have done with these black people. Because they ain't got no business.
Wait, I hear some sisters talking. Say that again. Who's talking?
I said, what about the woman going to be saying, I want my hair. You better move out the way you and your good. Because I wasn't going to get my hair. You ain't going to stop. I'm saying, we boycotted a black Asian beauty supply store. We could not stop them sisters from going in that store. But I want to say this, what Don was saying about ain't no black folks stopping off their hair or something. There was a, what's his name, Chris Rock did a thing about black hair. And he was trying to sell the black hair.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, women are the strongest market force to be reckoned with, along with children and boys.
Say it again,
right,
Mush.
I think women can put an end to that tomorrow. All y'all got to do is primarily create it or stop buying it. You know, y'all
ain't gonna shit,
that.
How that's gonna
also
work?
I ain't gonna do
everybody
that.
Okay.
Nigga, you know, let me put
outfit.
This on record. I keep the lights on at one Chinese beauty supply store. I pay the bills in that bitch. Okay, that shit ain't fucking shit. Bullfucking shit, Mr. Hayman. I'ma tell you something though. And I almost swung on a bitch that worked there, black bitch. I told these fucking, you better check your nigga. She don't know me. This bitch really think that policy apply to me, boo-boo. I can get every last one of these goddamn wigs put on my head. Ain't got to be in no bag. I was ready to swing on that hoe. Mm. He told me I can only try on but one. I said, get the manager. Let the manager know I'm in the building and fire this jigaboo nigga right the fuck now.
Why?
I said, bitch,
well,
I pay your salary.
What
the fuck
what
you tripping? You must don't know who the fuck I am when I walk
you?
In this bitch.
What did she do to you, Don?
The bitch told me I couldn't motherfucking try on the wig out the bag.
Oh, okay.
Mm. We fighting over that bitch. Fighting over the damn wig. I'm like, y'all better get this bitch. I said, bitch, you ain't got no flow to vacuum. Back in the flow. Do something else, Po. Shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. I'm about to swing on you. Nah, I don't know. That is not, I'm telling you right now, that is not going to happen. Even if all these, if natural women
happen.
Even do a campaign mm-hmm. on bitches need to stop buying half,
right.
that we gonna whoop
happen.
Them hoes ass. Do you understand?
I hear you.
We gonna swing on them motherfuckers.
Man, them girls are pimping the fuck out of us.
As natural as I am, I buy wigs, I wear hair. Ain't no way in the world I'm gonna stop doing that because I like to alter the way I look. So I like the ability.
It's a costume. Shit.
Exactly.
It's a costume. It's called a custom to some of you people.
Exactly.
We're accustomed
you know,
to this
is.
Shit. You can't
right.
draw. You can't take that culture away. That started in Africa, in Egypt, when we was wearing headdresses and shit, dressing up different days of the week,
but
putting on
that,
different
it,
headdresses.
Yeah, story. It's
goddamn
it's a different it. Story. Because them Korean men, were looking at me like, "Where's your bitch at?" You know what I'm saying? I'm not really feeling that. Now, do you feel me? I'm not really feeling that. That, like, kind of hit me the wrong way.
What?
And it's like, man, we can't sit here and call ourselves men, full-fledged men and women and just let this nigga cat off with our goddamn money.
I don't know what you're talking about. You lost me there.
What are you talking about? Yeah, what are you even talking about?
About having these other people running our industries. We're all face on it. And what I was saying is, this Korean dude, I was walking by a Korean store, one of them hair shops, and he looked at me like, where's your woman at? I'm like, man, I don't want to be looked at like that, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it kind of hit me the wrong way that these niggas is just coming in here and catting off with our money.
Y'all kill me. How they catting off? It ain't like they robbing y'all niggas in broad daylight. We walking in that motherfucker, buying what we want, and cashing out at the register.
There is a form of the fact that a lot of merchants are here and none of the money stays here. It goes back to their home countries. You got to be conscious of all types of traffic.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that. That's what I'm saying, Mush. I'm not.
Well, you put them under contract and have them sign so much percentage of the proceeds go to your community.
Exactly.
You
like
got a solution
idea.
For everything. Well, incredible. That is right and exact. Put them on a contract, y'all. Start a union. Do some shit.
You said it's your community, your street, your sidewalk.
That's right. It's your shit, your community. If it's all yours, nigga, then why are you letting it happen?
Wait a minute. Real. Let me say this. That should have jumped off when it first started happening. These people got a toehold in their mind. You got millions of black women who ain't hearing what you're talking about that. Okay,
I do that, though, what the sister said. I mean, if
yeah,
I can,
right.
But
I
ain't none of them in my community.
Track.
I go to Atlanta and,
I want to
and get track. My shit and take my hair back home.
Tell them, say, we want to put you under contract and see what happens. So just go, you know, just like you're going to the federal bank, go to the return, go down there. And say, hey, Ms. A, we won't put you on contract else. You can't work in this community. See what happens.
I mean, you know what? No, I think it will work, though, because even though they argued on the Senate floor that record companies will be taxed with the artists and shit for the radio stations and stuff like that, I think it can happen if they tax, you know, these foreign, you know, entities moving into black, you know, cities.
I just want to see it because in theory it sounds good, but I just want to see it actually, you know, come to fruition. I'm not going to try it, but, you know.
I'm trying to figure out then where the fuck would the money go, because y'all still argue about that shit. You got a lot of black shit in the community, but nobody wants to support it, so where would the money go?
Well, first thing, my idea would be to print out more contracts, privatized.
Money should go to stabilize these rents.
Yeah.
Stabilize the rents.
Yeah.
Rent out of land.
Cool.
Yeah.
You can't buy the land.
And get some muscle. Pay for some muscle, you know, to convince people that they should sign those contracts. You know,
or I say do what most competitive business people do. Open up one next door to their ass.
Mm-hmm.
And put your people out there like the motherfucking like the Black Panthers and shit and say, why you going there? We got the same shit in here. Come on. Just bring your
That's
ass right here.
That's
Come
right
on in this motherfucker.
Why
you going
muscle.
In there, bitch? We got some yakki over here for sale.
Yeah, but we're going to need some muscle, too, just in case they want to trip.
Nah, them Chinese motherfuckers ain't going to do shit to your motherfucking ass. They respect game. They just put their little Chinese motherfucker out there, too, and they's going to sell egg rolls for free to get your ass in there. So now you got to give away free collard greens and goddamn barbecue to get their ass in there. It's competition.
Yeah.
People don't compete
don't
anymore. Our people are scared to be competitive when it comes to business. Blacks, why you want to take their money? When you can make your own money right next door to them. They do it all the time.
Yeah, but it's about the respect.
And
they come in here, they opening up shops, they buying their children.
They will have to shut the fuck down. If you got your boys or your girls out there saying, look, we got the yakki in here. Don't need, why even fuck with them? Come on, 2 for the price of 1, bitch. Get your ass on in here.
Yeah, and it's about respect. And
you were shut. They were shut down. It's just there's not enough competitive marketing out there that niggas is opening up right next door to them motherfuckers. I would if I can't.
I understand that, but the thing is, it's out of respect. They're gonna come over here, make money out of our market.
I don't see shit wrong with a motherfucker
and they don't
making
give
money.
Nothing. I don't see nothing.
The problem
nothing.
That I see what's wrong is a motherfucker mad because they ain't making none.
No, the brothers have validity. I mean, they are destroying the American way of life, the American standard, by taking the money and sending it back home.
I don't care about nobody else's community.
I care about this dude that's coming over here making money off our women. It's
then
personal
set
now.
Your ass a shop. then open up a shop next door to that motherfucker.
That's right.
I'm listening to that. I'm listening to that. But
the thing is, what you're forgetting much is the fact that they can do it because we live in a capitalistic system. Once again, this is driven by competition.
And you can do it, too, because you live in a capitalistic system. You can do it, too.
Yeah,
God damn it, we all can fucking do it. It's just that nobody wants to do it the proper way. Be a competitive business owner. Open shop right next to them. You scared? You scared? You scared Bruce Lee gonna come back and come from your ass?
You can also open up a business in a predominantly white neighborhood as well. I mean, the black businesses you see over there do exceedingly good. So I don't understand why she would just open up businesses in only the black community.
You're right, DA.
You all listen. Let me explain why people do it. If there's a supply and a demand in a certain area, that's where you set up shop at. That's common sense. Okay?
Exactly.
So because the majority of black people, a.k.a. women, like certain things, then that's where you go and set your shop up and you house that shit that black women like. It's that simple. It's called demographics. Ain't nothing wrong with that shit. These niggas did their homework.
I feel you, Don. I mean, you're yelling it. I feel you. I do. I'm not arguing with you. I agree 100%. But as a man, and another man's coming over here making money off our women, and I don't see nothing out of it. I mean, that's
then
like
make something happen. Then I mean, what the fuck, you think that a man is gonna, another man gonna come up to you and say, "Nigga, this the money I took from your bitch"?
No.
No.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's out of respect.
And what I'm no, fuck that. We didn't earn the respect. Open up shop next to their ass. Sell fucking chopsticks and get their bitches.
That's the point that I'm making. Men and women think differently. I take it personal on a whole nother level.
Then
you can never understand
it, sweetheart. It's all personal.
I'm not arguing.
You can take it personal all day, Rich. But at the end of the day, they're gonna be making their money, no matter how personal you want to take it, because you can't do nothing about it, really.
Well, first of all, you already got it set up. You already got it set up to get the ties. You just got to stand up and say who you are. I mean, either you're getting back into your empire status so they can pay you the time
for
coming over here doing business, or you just be quiet and just sit back and get what you get.
Many people say
the churches, which the churches in our communities, which the preachers are predominantly black men, they're also robbing the black community. So I don't get it. Is it okay if we rob ourselves? I mean, what's the difference between the Asian man robbing us and the black man robbing us?
And I don't think nobody robbing no motherfucking body except for the
exactly
niggas
right
to put a gun up to you and tell you give up your
exactly
shit.
Right.
To answer BA's question,
they're not forcing you to come there or shop there. Or be
right,
there.
BA,
right,
BA, you're right.
That's
and
right,
you know
BA
what? Let me answer what you just said, BA. The preacher is not that much different. However, a man of another race. It's like we done took so much shit from the white man. It's like, God damn, dude. And now another motherfucker want to come in and get a piece of the action. It's like, that doesn't enrage you as a man?
No.
No.
No, I'm not asking the women.
It,
I'm asking men.
Because at the
as
end
a
of the
old
day,
man,
that
shit just business. Y'all niggas don't respect
business.
No, we
think differently. That's
what
I'm asking
him.
I think
open up a business and force them niggas out. Is all that's all it takes. Why bitch and cry as a man?
I agree.
A man don't bitch and cry. A man takes a stand, my niggas.
That's right.
No, we're not bitching and crying. We're discussing.
A man ain't gonna bitch and cry about some other man opening up shop and your bitch is lined up in this shit. Open up one too.
No, we're discussing. We're not bitching and crying. We're having a discussion.
That's called the international market. You just got to get busy with it. That's international market. They just open up their borders to you.
That's right.
Now, who can we get to drop these contracts?
That's right, international market.
Business expansion.
Who can we get to drop these contracts for them to sign saying, hey, so and such.
I'm not looking to change another man's hustle. You know what I mean?
I know that's right. Me.
Yeah. I mean, that's on you. That's on you. This is my shit. Sister, now, who are we going to go to drop a contract and say, blah, 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 blah.
He's going
to get this. For the sister. This is for the sister.
It's not who you go to. It's where you go to. It's called the library, brother.
Where they bury out of lies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you, in that case, you draw up your own contracts and hopefully people will come to you. to sign.
Okay, I
get, or get you a petition. Sign you, get you a bunch of signatures, take that shit to your city hall and tell them motherfuckers this is all of us in the community and yeah. this is what we asking for. If not, nigga, we ain't going to vote for your ass. We're going to vote you out of office if your bitch ass don't motherfucking argue this shit on the floor and have these motherfuckers get a percentage out of their fucking annual income and that shit goes right back in the community. Other than that, motherfucker, we're going to blow this whole town to shit.
That's a petition, not a contract.
Yeah, throw a petition. Do one. Get as many motherfuckers that think like you, make they sign, and then I'll take that shit to your local
right.
congressman.
One signature, 13,000 people. One signature, 13,000 people.
Oh, wait. Yeah, so you get you about goddamn 5,432 signatures.
Yeah.
And you're good to
notice.
Go.
You put them on notice.
Yeah. If that's what you want to do, I will personally open up my own shit and motherfucking make money off these hoes, too. Shit, fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Like
I would do it right
ideas.
Next door to their ass and shit, have Ludacris and all them niggas do autograph signing in the store and shit.
No, I'm not disagreeing. I think you guys all have very good ideas, and I appreciate it. But I'm just saying that I'm just not feeling no other man coming in here doing that. That's all.
Okay.
That's all.
Well, what you going to do about it?
Yeah, yeah, I want to hear that rather than what you feel.
I don't want to get into nothing nasty. I'm just saying that we need some muscle, too. Like, motherfucker, you going to sign this petition, you going to sign this contract, and you going to give us this percentage. And if you don't, you know.
That's the shakedown. That's what Jesse Jackson does in Charleston and shit. That's a
oh, yeah, that, it's old school, and it's effective.
And they ain't
going to
do shit. They already get their percentage from the motherfucker.
That is already.
And that's the thing. Everybody is getting ass. It's just that you're not.
And when they come to you and do it, you ain't going to like that either.
I'll rest getting ass for charging black women and shit. I'll rest getting ass. Everybody getting their shit but you. Whoever
shit.
They renting the building from is getting ass. Everybody getting their shit but you. You're the only one that ain't getting shit out of the deal. Other than a string of yakky on your pillow every once in a while.
I don't know how these brothers is feeling that shit. Like, I don't understand these
it.
Niggas. Like, you would rather sit out on the corner and put your woman out on the corner than muscle a foreigner out of your neighborhood? Like, I'm not feeling. I was like, man, these niggas is not gangster at all. Gangster is making sure nobody else is making money off of you.
Yeah,
ain't
but
about
if they not,
around,
if they, I mean,
drinking,
if they ain't got it, if they ain't got it in them, then they ain't got to have that gangsterism. They ain't got
to
have that shit. They ain't got it in them.
What do you got?
Some of the niggas are paying for them hoes to walk in there. Shit, my nigga paid for me to walk in there.
You got to provide a service to people. People don't want to you to move that man out, and then you don't have the alternative. What you got to put there?
I mean, serious. Like, for real, you better put one up. You better
well,
put that shit called Richie
That's
Rich.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not just
weave
saying just totally
chick.
Take him out of there without having a system to replace it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying to muscle these people out,
He's
take over
tax
that
them
market.
Niggas and they can still stay. And he don't understand that they are being taxed to even stay in that motherfucker.
Exactly.
Everybody getting their money but you. That's the only thing you understand.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Everybody
we need
getting, I mean, they taxing the shit out of them Koreans now. Don't get it fooled.
Yeah. He's right. They did
twisted.
Corner us out of the market. They definitely cornered us out of the market.
You know, I'm just saying, why are these Negro men, because that's exactly what the fuck they are. They're not gangsters. They're Negroes. And how are they going to let these other groups of men just sit in there and just bubble off their women like that?
They don't see
to
it
me,
the way
that,
you
to,
see
to
it,
me,
though,
any,
sweetheart.
Any
a lot
that.
Of them pay to get these hoes held up for the fun.
I understand that, but any nigga who's calling themselves a gangster and they letting another man just make buku bucks off their woman, that nigga's a bitch and a faggot.
That's a gangster.
Straight
worried
up.
About any other man.
Well,
his
oh, please.
Well,
at the end of the day, we should just go and bomb rush the IRS, too, because they making buku money
exactly.
off the women.
Exactly. They make money
well,
off
I mean,
the
start
welfare
somewhere.
Making buku
I'm not
money off the women. Everybody making buku money off the women. The damn abortion clinics making buku money off the women.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, cover girl making buku money off these
mm-hmm.
bitches. You just
and
might
at
as
the
well
end of the
just
day,
got
though,
just...
them same gangsters that you talking about, says they selling drugs to their own people, okay? And they're making
really?
Money off of them.
Hmm. Yeah.
Why?
I mean, in that case, we got bigger fish to fry. You got welfare authorities, child welfare agencies snatching children. We should be frying them.
Yeah, Huggins making buku money off your babies.
mama. I mean, you got to start somewhere. I don't want to, you know, get, you know, overwhelmed by so many problems. But we can start somewhere.
That'll be a
I
lot of work.
I know we got so many issues. I know we got all these issues.
I just say, somebody say boycott the lotto. I'm so with that.
Yeah.
Or, what, lottery tickets?
Yeah. Boycott that shit like yesterday.
That's a fight, man. Mm-hmm. People stop that. Gambling is the number one addiction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's better than...
Yeah, gambling.
I just wasn't feeling those.
And the lotto's also blind faith.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm just not feeling no good coming in here just making bread off our women like that. I'm just not feeling that. But I mean, I don't know how these
blackmails
are sitting around. Like,
it don't matter how you feel. You just can't do nothing about it.
I think he has a validity to feel the way he does, but he's following the wrong leader. He's following his own ambition rather than the women who enjoy buying the products.
I don't give a fuck what they enjoy buying it. I mean, yeah, they can buy it, but they got to buy it from us.
Yeah, in other words, you can't run
good, and if they have to buy it from us, then set up shop. That's all we
plan. Right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Just set up shop. It's that simple. Set up shop. We buy a whole bunch of shit you're going to have to set up shop for.
But do you understand? This other nigga came at our women. No, he didn't come to you and say, hey, you know, sir, I'd like to sell this to your wife if she's home. I'd like to talk to you guys about that. He was like, no.
There's no need for the Chinese man to come and say that to you because y'all don't keep the one you got. So he'll be goddamn coming back to you 3-4 times out the week.
What do you mean, Gong? I don't understand.
What I mean by that is saying you can't keep one goddamn woman, so that means he'll be coming to you every week saying, oh, I see you got a new woman. Is it okay if I sell this to her? I mean, come on, man. Y'all can't even keep one that you got. Leave it alone. It's that issue.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? You ain't even got a woman, Rich. Be quiet.
Hey, Don, can I tell Rich something? Hey,
yes, please, because we got like 2 minutes remaining.
This is Taflon, man, and, you know, when you speak about this other man coming in here trying to do what the white man has already done, yada, 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 out here in the Northwest in our community, man, them Chinese folks, they used to come, they used to open up shop, and they used to get paid. And then all of a sudden, gangsters, as we used to call ourselves back in the day, we used to terrorize the motherfuckers. We terrorized them to the point to where they couldn't even put in work in the community anymore. And now, because of that, you know, they're not even in our community no more. Now the Ethiopians then took over what they used to do. Mm-hmm. So,
doing the same practices, taking your money and sending it back home.
Dude got real cats out here, real so-called black people out here that do take a stand for our communities and whatnot.
And I take my hat off to your community, Taflon.
But I just feel, you know, when I listen to you and the way you speak about us, well, I kind of look at you suspect because you sound like an intellectual whore to me. You know, because
nothing should be looked at as suspect. Everything has a valid point. The problem that's missing here is nobody's discussing anything from a civic standpoint. Or in the perspective of building a state from the
ground. No. Let this nigga talk.
Exactly.
He called me some kind of hoe. Keep on going.
Wait. We want to hear Mush because Mush be on that civics, and that's what we be missing.
The facts are known already. You guys are chasing apples and oranges compared off of the minute things that can be inflammatory, and it's irrelevant when the facts
that's
are known. Like Don said.
I agree.
That's what I mean by that. Dude, that was talking about some intellectual whore. And ain't about just walking around. Y'all terrorize your own old folks and your own women and children. So, you know, don't even try with that shit. I'm talking about going in there and being effective.
I say,
y'all keep the old folks up. They looking all out the window. They the end of the youth. So, you know, go fuck yourself.
Hey, listen, I say the best way to solve our problems, we all support these African debates.
I'm not talking about you,
calling,
I'm talking about the motherfucker that was talking about some kind of
that's
suspect.
The first problem.
He's
well,
the motherfucking suspect.
I think he's
suspect.
Basically saying you become suspect in the sense because it's just the way you come about.
I mean, what is that?
There's nothing wrong. There's nothing called a suspect except the person that hurt somebody. That's it. Everything else is valid on the table.
I think where Teflon is coming from, because I get, like, these private messages when Rich come on, they ask me, is he an agent? You know what I'm saying? Every time Rich come on, they ask, is he, you know, FBI waiting on, you know what I'm saying?
You sound like a concerned citizen.
What is considered like, let's blow the whole shit up, then fuck it. And then Rich could go and report. Well, yeah.
He sounds like a concerned gentleman about valid American issues. That's what
you
sound like
to
me.
That's
suspicion about who's an informer and who's an agent and who's a cop and all that bullshit.
My thing is, though, an agent wouldn't sound like, but an agent wouldn't sound like Rich. An agent, from my personal opinion, would sound like somebody who's always saying kill Whitey on these shows, knowing that government can be listening to you.
Exactly.
That
nigga came out and said, oh, man, we was terrorizing them because nobody could. Who cares the fuck? Y'all terrorize everybody. That's the problem.
You terrorize everybody. What you talking about, Rich? Who is y'all to terrorize everybody?
No, I'm talking directly to Teflon, Tough Boy, Huffy, or whatever his name is. He came out and said that, oh, yeah, we terrorize them. Them niggas, the so-called gangsters, if that's what they terrorize everybody, indiscriminatory, who live in their
neighborhood. Right. So, I mean, but you stayed on the point of how men allowing certain things for another man to come do with the women. You stayed on that over and over again, like you actually were striving to get some type of arouse out of someone on this panel to say, well, let's just kill all the fucking Koreans or something.
No, I'm not saying that we needed to do that. I'm just saying that we need to have effective negotiation. And I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Cool. All right, cool. All right, but for the record, men that give women money to buy 18-inch yaki is not bitch-ass niggas because of that. They are the sweetest thing on the planet.
I'm just saying allowing another group of men to just flourish like that.
You're not allowing anything. They're doing it because they can. The thing about it is that there's not enough black men and women that's setting up the same shop that y'all allowing to take over your community.
And on top of that, if you were chasing wages your whole life and then someone comes in and chases income, then you were in the wrong race to be talking about a disparity.
Mm. You're right. You're right. I can't argue.
Say, man, don't even worry about how another nigga get their paper. Get yours.
Dang niggas.
They ain't different. They somebody that came into America with a plan. Y'all been in America all your damn life and still ain't got one. Figure it out.
And for the record, those little terrorists, those little gangsters, you call it terrorists and whatnot, now that you're going to meet them motherfuckers. You're going to meet them.
Uh-oh.
I'm not even going to speak on that because, like you said, I'm not even going to incriminate myself. I'm just saying, use your imagination, use effective communication, and that's it.
Well, that's it. We love y'all, man. That's my time, man. Y'all stay black, man, and open up your beauty supply store. That's tomorrow of the show today. All right, peace.
Peace,
Black stripe, yellow paint. Them niggas scared of it, but them hoes ain't. Soon as I hit the club, look at them hoes face. Move them with the pedal once, make the floor shake. Sway inside, my engine roaring. The big boy, you know what I paid for it. And I got the pedal to the metal. Got you niggas checking game, I'm balling out on every level. Hear them haters talk, but there's nothing you could tell them. Just made a million, got another million on my schedule.
Look at the air. Look at the hang time.
People always debated, who's the greatest player of all time? Dumb questions. It should be, who's the greatest team of all time?
WGAG Radio.
Sorry, Showtime.
WGAG Radio.
Back to back.
WGAG Radio.
First three-peat.
WGAG Radio.
Even with the flu.
WGAG Radio.
No push-off.
WGAG
Radio. And my favorite.
enough to beat that. What? You think there's someone else? Prove it.